This is PFW in Progress.
Gentlemen, you are the top 1%.
The elite. Best of the best. We'll make it better.
PFW in Progress with Fred Kirsch.
I'd like to take this opportunity to introduce you to our commanding officer at Top Gun. The very first man to win the Top Gun trophy. You will not find a finer fighter pilot anywhere in the world.
Paul Perillo.
I will fire when I am good and ready. You got that?
And Andy. And Andy?
Son, your ego is writing checks your body can't cash.
Andy Hart.
You're everyone's problem. That's because every time you go up in the air, you're unsafe. I don't like you because you're dangerous.
That's right. I am dangerous.
Eric Scalavino.
I want somebody's butt. I want it now. I got it.
For now, anyway.
That's twice. I want some butt.
PFW in Progress. Part of the Patriots Football Network.
Gentlemen, this is the real thing. This is what you've been trained for. Are America's best. Make us proud.
All right, welcome to PFW in Progress, the Top Gun show of Patriots talk in the world, I should say. In the world.
I agree.
Yep.
Or at least the World Wide Web.
Went to the dentist today. I'm good.
Okay.
I hadn't had a cleaning in a year. I slipped through the cracks and... I was a little worried, but I'm good.
I was a little worried.
So I'm celebrating with an Italian sub bought by Paul.
Do you have cavities?
Nope.
Never?
Oh, yeah. I have about four in my life. But I haven't had them since I was an adult.
Yeah, I haven't either.
I haven't had one since I was an adult either. But I have, what's the Arizona game, the 21st?
Mm-hmm.
22nd. I have to go to the dentist.
I was supposed to have one yesterday.
I did too about 3 or 4 weeks ago. It was, I think it was a night game. And I was like, I'm not going.
Yeah. Does Gina do your teeth, too?
No.
No?
No.
Just the hair?
I would let her, however.
Mm. Ooh. Ooh.
What the hell does that mean?
I'd let her do my teeth. What does that
all
mean?
All right, PFW in progress.
It was meant to be just as stupid as it sounded.
We're here to talk Patriots.
Why are you the only one allowed to make stupid jokes?
Web radio.
I just didn't really get it.
Web radio at patriots.com, 508-543-7482.
It's just like the puck.
We have a lot to talk about here. Patriots coming off a big win in Seattle, getting ready for the Oakland Raiders on Sunday. Eric Scalavino is out in Santa Clara with the team.
He's finally out.
Now, will he be calling in?
No,
Dan?
Stop telling lies.
No.
I believe he actually already called in today. Did you see? It's at National.
Called in where?
Call in Gay Day.
Oh, come on.
No, I swear to God, it's National Call in Gay Day.
He's not gay.
Oh, but they're not looking for just people that are gay. They wanted everybody who supports gays to call in and
I
show their
them.
Power. So you're not supposed to work today.
I went to the dentist. I took some time off in the name of the gays.
I think that's, I don't know, it's kind of gay.
Yeah?
Yeah, maybe Welker won't practice today to support his brethren.
So, but...
Eric will be calling into Patriots Playbook with John Rook starting at 2 p.m. today.
He can't call into this show?
He adds nothing to this show.
That's true.
He's actually useful on Playbook.
I know, but he's out there. I'd like
is that
to
a
know
shot at John?
I'd like to know what's going on. Well, if you want to know what's going on at Santa Clara,
I can try to give him a
don't
call.
Listen to play. No, listen to Patriots Playbook because it'll be after they have their practice, I think. No, maybe not. The three
before.
Hours be, yeah, it's before their practice, so I don't know what he's going to talk about with John Rook. But
I'm sure it'll be scintillating radio.
Yeah.
But we should say the report is that Matt Cassel has left the team.
Yes.
His father has reportedly died.
Do we know the circumstances?
No.
No. It wasn't a
it did
was
say,
it sudden?
Yeah. Well, it certainly sounded that way. I didn't see any of the details of surrounding the death.
I don't.
But
know.
It was confirmed that he did in fact die.
You know, you always try to look for a silver lining, and at least his father got to see his son do what he did.
Sure.
Know?
That's true.
Yeah.
You know? Saw the breakout season that is.
Yeah. And I don't, you know, I don't pretend to know. I just what I read today, I mean, his parents weren't together. They haven't
right.
been for quite some time, since 1996, I think. Matt was only 14. So I'm not sure how that affected how close Matt was with his dad. Doesn't mean that, well, it's okay that he died because I didn't have a really close relationship. I'm not saying that. But like you said, he did have the opportunity to see his son fulfill what I would imagine would be a dream.
Sure.
To start in the NFL and yeah. not only do that, but
succeed.
Play very well.
Yeah. So best wishes go to Matt Cassel. I guess he's left the team. I heard he'll be back by the end of the week. I don't know.
I have no idea.
So obviously that's going to affect preparation a little bit, but it is Oakland, so, you know, not that big a deal.
Wow.
Family comes first, right?
Wow. I guess you can just say anything for bulletin board material when you're the favorite.
Yeah.
Yeah, I have no fear of the Raiders.
I don't either.
I don't think we'll be seeing a quote on their bulletin board with Fred Kirsch underneath.
I'm not sure they could write it anyway.
Right.
Yeah, I no fear.
It'd be like that Chick-fil-A commercial.
Where guys are here, obviously. Well,
you have no fear. You think that the Raiders have less chance than Seattle had last
Far
week.
Less, I think.
But
they
that's
are...
still a pretty good chance because Seattle almost won.
Yeah, based on what happened last week, we're all wet. I mean, none of us saw that coming last week. Especially
what
after
we talked about yesterday,
out.
I thought there was some pride in Seattle. I don't think there's any pride, direction, hope, anything.
Well, it seems to be they play with pride periodically in Oakland.
Right, but I'd be stunned.
But how do you know going into a game like when they beat the crap out of Denver 3 weeks ago? I mean,
I think first of all, I think Fred's right about that. I think Denver's a little different for them.
Well, then why was San Diego any different?
I don't know. Early in the year, I think they were playing well early in the year.
Well, I thought under Lane Kiffin
they played for
him.
But this guy, I don't think he has any direction to the team.
I agree.
It starts up top where they just make him a play caller, and you're going to call plays now. It's a debacle. I'm watching them. They have quarterbacks who stink, either Walter or
that, to me, is the reason why they can't win the game.
They run screen passes, and I watch their running back falling over the center. He makes the tackle on the play. They have no receivers who catch any balls. They have guys who are listed as starters who are inactive and have, like, 10 catches in their career. The Chaz Schillens guy that none of us had ever heard of until I did the depth chart for them, and he was their starter. They have nothing. They just have nothing.
They need to be taken over by eminent domain by the league.
Sure.
You know that? Just have it league run for a while.
Somebody should
buy the
history. I'm not even sure you really care about like any of the players or the stadium. You just want to buy the silver and black and really bring back the mystique.
Right.
Because that's all that's valuable there now is their history, their records, their legacy.
Yeah.
Nothing else is valuable.
They don't. I mean, the stadium is a piece of trash.
Right. It's a dump.
You know. So
yeah, it's awful. Everything is falling apart there. And Andy's point is right on because they don't have the quarterback even to pull off an upset. In order for them to pull off an upset, they'd have to get the ground game going, really crank it out, and force some turnovers on defense. And to do that, that's hard. That's a hard formula, I think, against a team like the Patriots that generally isn't going to beat itself. I think if you could come in here and look, none of us thought that Seneca Wallace would do what he did last week. So I don't want to come off as you know, it can't happen because it just happened. The backup quarterback for Seattle that had very little passing success as an NFL player had tons of passing success last week. I just haven't seen Jamarcus Russell do that. I know Andrew Walter can't. He had a whole season worth last year where he showed that. But I haven't seen any development whatsoever by Jamarcus Russell to indicate that he can make throws against the Patriots.
I think it's funny in PFW in the preview that you wrote, Paul, the picture that we have of Jamarcus Russell, he's throwing off the wrong foot. You notice that?
He does that all the time because he does have a strong
arm. It's not like he's throwing off his back foot. He actually has the wrong foot forward.
He does it all the time because he thinks he can get away with it. He's fundamentally not sound. He's doesn't have the mental aspects of the game.
And he's been
criticized
a lot for that stuff, and he comes back just what Andy just said. You know, I can do it.
Right.
You know, instead of getting your mechanics straightened out, he just thinks he has a strong enough arm that he gets away with it.
And he did in college for 1 year. I mean, he was only a starter there
for one year against bad teams, for the most part.
He's a guy that it's kind of miraculous that he is where he is in terms of number one pick and money and all that.
We take a lot of crap for our draft stuff and the ones that don't pan out, but this is one that we were all in agreement on. We couldn't understand why this guy had such a meteoric rise up the charts that year. He didn't do a whole lot at LSU. He did not have this enormously successful career. I was not a huge Brady Quinn fan, but if I had to take a quarterback, there is no way I would have taken Jamarcus Russell over Brady Quinn.
I mean,
now neither one of them may end up being anything in the NFL, but if you're asking me which one had a better chance of succeeding at the NFL level, it would have been Brady Quinn regardless. I mean, not even close.
I mean, if you're a top 5 draft pick, really none of the teams that you get drafted by are good because that's why they're top, but if you get drafted by the Raiders, aren't you just screaming and kicking to get out of that?
Well, you're just hoping that, and no offense here, but Al Davis moves on. Because until that changes,
right.
He's gonna buy
nothing will
team?
Change. That's not exactly what I meant.
Oh, buy a farm.
Yes.
Oh.
Because, I mean, that's the problem. Other places you can point to, a coach or a GM or a quarterback. You know, if you're a running back, you go to a team with a bad quarterback, whatever. But there, it starts at the top. And
right.
He's not just going to fire himself. It doesn't sound like he's willing to step away in any way. So until that changes, there's nothing that can be done.
You're absolutely right. There's no other way to put it.
And he is so adamant
that
he's right.
Stubborn.
Not like anybody can convince him. He's adamant that you can still do the same. And it goes from football to picking players and going about, you know, how you do things. It's everything. He still thinks you can have this man-to-man coverage on the outside with your cornerbacks, and we can push the ball downfield in a vertical passing game, and all these things that the NFL has kind of really gone away from over the years. He still adamantly thinks that that's the way to win.
I think I just created a new appetizer. Okay. You take a little sliver of onion, you put it on a potato chip. It tastes delicious.
Those called sour cream and onion chips, maybe?
Oh. But this is a real piece of onion.
Hey, boss, you're a loser.
Yes.
Better watch yourself in there. You're on thin ice.
That's right.
After screwing up
the order. Two the sides. Paul was nice enough to give him his credit card to get us sandwiches, and he forgot to get the sides.
How do you screw up an order? When it's in an email, it's printed in front of you.
He's in there.
Just like off the top of your head.
He's in there with a big grin, stuffing his face.
I wrote down Paul,
stuffing it with
Fred, Andy. Then I wrote down Buffalo tenders and cinnamon sticks and whatever you guys want. You notice he didn't
try to add a few more years to your life.
He didn't screw up the and whatever you guys want part.
Funny how that works.
You're a bad guy there.
Just getting back to the Raiders,
Junior.
The one thing they do have is a return game. Justin Miller, they signed when the Jets got rid of him. Had one last week for a touchdown. Higgins has two. So the return game is one area where if you were looking as an underdog to catch lightning in a bottle, you know, if you get a punt return and a kick return for a touchdown in a game, well, now pretty much any team has a chance.
Right. And they do. They have excellent special teams. They have excellent kickers, specialists. With Janikowski and Shane Leckler. So that is one area that they could hold their own in.
And they try like 80-yard field goals, so they're never out of field goal
they're
range.
They're never out of field goal range with Janikowski.
Yeah, let's hope they try another fake like they did. That worked really well.
Yeah, that didn't
work. So Raiders should be a win. Getting back to Seattle, though, in some of the aftermath of that game, some of the quotes that have come out from Bill Belichick, Junior Seau, anything that has come out in the last couple days that kind of piqued your interest, Seau being, I guess, giving a pregame talk, it turns out, Vrabel being the signal caller and stuff that he was doing. Anything that you heard? No, nothing?
I mean, I read the whole transcript and everything. Nothing in particular, no.
I'm not a big fan of the Seau thing, but that's just a personal. I don't think I would enjoy a guy swooping in a day before the game and becoming like our spiritual leader.
I don't know. I mean, I guess he's really good at it. And for some of these young guys, it might be just the thing that they kind of need. You know,
players didn't have a problem. I know Ellis Hobbs. No.
Ellis Hobbs
really
talked,
it,
yeah, glowingly but, about it.
Yeah,
I'm just saying, for me, it would rub me the wrong way.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, maybe if I was Gary Guyton, but other than him, I don't think I would mind. You know, he's a legend. He's been in the league 19 years. I mean, that's a long career in any kind of job.
I don't really feel that strongly about it.
I wouldn't like it. I would roll my eyes.
Well. I kind of roll my eyes at that stuff in general, unless it's coming from the head coach.
What if he was sitting down when he was doing it, Paul? Would that be okay?
I see what you did there. That was well done.
All right.
I don't get it.
I don't.
Because I don't like when people stand up in front of me at games.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. It's like...
Although you would have to wonder how effective he was, considering the first quarter that they played.
That's true. Maybe they were spending too much time thinking about his talk.
I didn't mean necessarily
eyes.
Him. I meant the team.
Right. That's what I mean,
too. The other team had the ball twice and scored two touchdowns.
That's what I mean, too. Nothing about Dean Pease coming down from the coach's booth and being on the sideline. Any interpretation of that? No?
Are you looking for something here? Because we can talk about it if you have thoughts.
Right? And if you have a thought, you can bring it up yourself. Yeah. You don't need us.
Obviously, we're not going to the
water.
Something
struck a nerve with you.
I mean, I'm trying to come up with subjects that, you know, became apparent once the game was over.
Well, we
and
talked
see if
a
there's
lot.
Anything
talked
that
about
surprised
some,
you.
Some of this, we didn't talk about Seau's talks, but we talked about Dean Pease yesterday, and we talked about the Mike Vrabel situation yesterday with our marathon TV coverage, by the way. We did the whole Tuesday night show, and then we did a segment for Friday that I think is still going, rivaling Doug Flutie's press conference.
But see, case in point, though, I don't like doing those pre-taped segments because
you don't
what
have
if by Thursday – we find out that Wilfork can't play, or
let's just go with the specific quarterback. Matt Castle.
I was just going to say Matt Castle. You know, isn't that something that you would mention on a Friday if it was, you know?
Well, that's going to affect preparation at the very least. He's going to miss some time. Now, I don't know how much time, but he's going to miss some time. Kevin O'Connell is likely going to be getting starters reps.
All those people that want O'Connell to get some reps to build for the future.
He's going
to
get some reps. So that's a relevant topic during the week. Now, come Sunday, it may absolutely be irrelevant, completely irrelevant. Castle might be here, and he might go out and play a solid game, and you never give it a second thought, and it becomes a footnote. But as the game as the week is unfolding for preparation, that's something I think on a daily basis you monitor and try to, you know, I would imagine Eric is going to be doing that. He already wrote to us, to Andy and I, that he's going to be kind of focusing on that a little bit today. That's a relevant topic to be concerned about as you go
forward.
He
and everyone else.
Oh, yeah, yeah. But how do you miss – I mean,
You got to cover that, sure.
It is kind of news, you know.
I know, but that's what he was covering?
No, well, he was – it was about other stuff.
Psst, this is what I'm going to be covering. Don't let it out. Well,
he doesn't work for the Globe.
No, that's true.
I got a tip. You got a tip, all right.
Did we talk
more than just a tip?
Did we talk yesterday about the NFL laying off people?
We did. Is that are we all right with that?
Well, from what I found out, it is in fact not just the NFL offices. When they say the 1,100 people, it includes L.A. and Mount Laurel, which is NFL Films.
Yeah, now that was in the stories. Yeah, but interesting though, only a couple of months after that Forbes magazine piece lauded the NFL for being the strongest league, and it is. The strongest sport, I think.
Well, that's how you stay strong.
But, you know, even when you're a real strong league like that in that kind of a position, it's not – and Goodell had this – it's not business as usual. This is hitting everybody, and that was – I thought that was telling.
Yeah.
I know what Mike Vrabel thinks of it.
Yeah.
Well, it's interesting because, you know, the league obviously gets their money from the teams, and the teams are expecting a downturn and – You know, and add revenue.
It's probably impossible to forecast this, Fred, but you're a business guy and you're in sports business. But you like sports business topics. I think, obviously, anybody knows more about it than I do. So you're an expert, compared to me. if this economy lasts a long time, if we stay in a recession and maybe even worse going forward, do you think that you're going to look at these leagues and they're going to have to, like, contract teams and maybe – do some stuff? I mean, because the salaries are out. I mean, look, CC Sabathia signs a $160 million contract.
Well, I mean, it all starts with – well, as far as the NFL goes, it all starts with the networks. And even NBC is talking about –
they're hit by it.
Yeah, they're talking about reducing their primetime shows.
Yep.
I mean, that's – when's the last time you heard that?
Well, Jay Leno's going to be on at 10 o'clock, right?
Right.
And
which is a low-budget show, really.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah. And – you look at all
except
that
for
stuff,
his salary.
And that's where you go with – that's what I'm going with this is how does it affect everybody? If the advertisers aren't there, the car companies are obviously major advertisers for NFL football games. We know what kind of dire situation they're in right now.
Super Bowl.
Yeah. Ads. No, yeah. That was in that story about the layoffs. At what point does the trickle-down get to – we can no longer do business –
well,
like we have, and
the answers that are out there, and I don't want to get this into a whole economics discussion or politics, but, you know, Obama talks about, you know, creating all these infrastructure jobs, which is great. We get a lot of bridges and roads that need to be redone. A lot of our infrastructure is outdated and needs to be. But those aren't the type of jobs right now that are being lost.
Starting
we're losing a
in
lot
January,
of
we're going to lay
more
pipe.
Jobs. I mean, yeah, some of them might have to join the highway crew, but those aren't the type of jobs that we're losing right now. We're losing production-type jobs in factories and white-collar jobs.
But in theory, it's the trickle-down effect. If all those people go back to work, then they're spending money. So they're spending money X, Y, and Z.
But those companies are now expanding again. And then
but
their employees back to be able to handle the expanded
so
business.
So it spreads throughout. There has to be a start to it, though. And it worked in history, and they're deciding that's the way to go again to be the start.
Right, but we have to come up with ideas, and a lot of it is the clean – you know, the energy. Everyone thinks the energy is the next thing. But that's the type of thing that will create new jobs and money, you know, because you can import that. You can't import bridges and roads. You know, people in China aren't going to buy that from us. They're going to do it themselves. We need to come up with things that we can import that other countries can buy so we can get their money in here. So, anyway.
Makes sense.
All right. Well, oh, yes, on the phone right now is Anthony from Naples. Anthony, how you doing?
What's going on there, guys?
What's up, Anthony?
Hey. Well, I guess you guys are talking economics right now, huh?
Well, just briefly.
We're done.
Economics as they pertain to football, really. But
yeah.
But we can get on with it.
Boring!
Two gender.
That's not necessarily
buy my lunch.
Boring. But anyways, I'm throwing lunch out for you guys on Tuesday, so I'm going to put that bid on.
Nice. Nice.
Well done.
Four guys and Eric.
Yeah, let's see if two gender can screw up your order too, Anthony.
Well, I guess it's counting on me to email him and everything else like that. I just wish I could just call it in and give you guys a credit card number and you go do it as long as... Well, actually, I'll use the little credit card so you guys can't go crazy.
They don't take credit card.
Who doesn't take credit cards?
Five guys.
Well, we'll get it from
really?
Somewhere else. How is he going to do it then?
Should
we did it before where I paid for it and then...
Okay.
They don't take it over the phone, but you can go there and pay with one.
Yeah.
Do you have Bank of America two-gender?
Yeah, I'll send me an email. We'll talk about this.
Oh, I wasn't going to give you account numbers. Don't worry. Just wondering if it was Bank of America. In
the password is Bosco.
No, but Bank of America is just really easy. If it's another Bank of America customer, you can just transfer the funds right away. And hopefully he doesn't spend it on drugs, you know?
Well, you really went bald there, didn't you?
Or gay porn.
But reason why I'm calling, guys, I was trying to do a little research on it yesterday, you know, just to see what the terms were or to see what the contract status was. Is Wilfork, he's going to be a free agent this year? What's the story on him?
No, he's got another year.
He's got another year. So yep. He signed on for next year.
Yes.
Could it possibly they're going to be looking to sign him to an extension?
Possibly.
Possibly. That possibly. Seems to have been their MO with you know, they're really, really important guys. They did it with Seymour. Branch tried to do it. Samuel tried to do it.
Brady did it.
I think Vrabel did it. Brady obviously did it.
Brady
actually did it twice.
Seymour was in 05, wasn't he? 05, 06, I think, somewhere around that line?
It was 04, 05, 06, 07. No, it might have been before the 06 season because he signed a four-year deal, right?
Who?
Seymour.
I know. Oh, Seymour. Yeah, it was after 06. Yep.
After 05.
After 05.
I think
okay,
it was.
Okay, so he's probably going to be coming soon, too.
But he actually did it before that, the year before that, because they gave him the $1 million bonus.
I thought Seymour's till 2010.
Nine.
No,
nine?
So they end at the same time. You need to make a decision. Well, I guess in theory you don't need to make a decision, but in my mind you need to make a decision. Go forward with Seymour or go forward with Wilfork.
Okay, but that's not going to come until next year, then you're saying.
Right. This is all... They're in uniform next year.
Right. So in 2010, well, they're up after 2009.
Right.
That's what we said.
That's what I thought.
Right.
Okay. Well, here's my thing is that if you had to make a decision, who are you going to take? Who are you going to extend, Wilfork or Seymour? And I think you take Wilfork at this point because – or do you try to re-sign Seymour to an extension because he's, you know, his numbers really haven't been great, so maybe you can get him on the cheap.
Well, he's having a pretty good year this year.
He's not going to want to come in the chief. If I had to choose either or,
one.
I'd go with Wilfork.
I would, too.
I would just go with the younger guy, but I think it's a bigger risk because I think that he could be – I think the end could come quickly for him.
Really?
Wilfork? Yeah, I think he is grossly out of shape.
You think so?
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, I think for his size, he's in better shape than Ted Washington was.
Oh, no, he's not.
What does for his size mean? The guy weighs 360
pounds. He's like,
size.
He's like 6'1 or 6'2. Ted Washington was like 6'6.
And he was much bigger than Wilfork.
Well, yeah.
Pound-wise.
He had an awful...
And Fred, Wilfork...
Wasn't that much bigger in terms of power. Probably only about 50 pounds difference.
And well, that's a lot.
Wilfork is
four
centered...
4 or 5 inches taller,
Wilfork
Fred.
Is centered in one spot, right on his stomach.
No, I think Wilfork is
absolutely
huge.
Right.
That's the worst fat to have.
I agree with Andy. And
I think he's pretty
nimble. He is nimble. He's a great athlete. But
no one's
Fred,
saying he wasn't he's not
ask
nimble.
Your next time you're at your doctor, point down to your stomach and say, is this the worst place to have this?
Of course it is.
But, I mean, it's proven. And those people not only die sooner in life, but have problems related to their weight sooner than a guy who's just 350, but it's more evenly dispersed throughout the frame.
I'm putting the brakes on this argument before you start it. I didn't say he's not a great player,
guys.
And I didn't say he's not worth re-signing. I said I think the end could come quickly for him.
Why so him?
Because
more
I think
than
he's out of shape.
That are his size.
Because I think he's out of shape.
More
how
than,
many people
more
have
than
you
Chris Jenkins or more than?
Does he look like Vince Wilfork? I've never seen another person that looks like Vince Wilfork.
All Wilfork is to me is stomach.
He looks like Santa.
That's all you see is stomach.
I think he's
He's
wide
a shorter guy.
From the shoulders down, he's wide.
Shut up,
he's
Zoogender.
All stomach. His stomach enters a room long
and
before
And he's also
him.
Smaller than those guys. He's shorter. Ted Washington was an absolutely enormous man.
Oh, yeah.
And we're not arguing he was thin.
He was about 6'4".
I'm not saying that he was thin.
Yeah.
But Wilfork had
and
looks
I'm also
fake
not
at
saying
times.
That Wilfork is not nimble, not very quick-footed and athletic for his size. Absolutely. He's a great player. That's why this is such an intriguing decision that you have to make. I think he's a very unique player.
And he's hard to find.
I just worry. And plus, he has all those health issues in his family mm-hmm. that I think could definitely surface within the next 5 years, say. You know, if you're thinking about giving him a 5 or 6 year extension a year from now, these are things that might crop up. I have some concerns there.
Ted Washington was listed at 6'5", 375. Wilfork's listed at 6'2", 325.
Yeah.
Okay, so Washington was probably 400, and, right. and Wilfork was probably like 340.
No, he's definitely 350, if anything.
Yeah, I totally noticed it throughout the season. It seemed like he gained a good 30 pounds, didn't he?
I think it's always been fraudulent. Every time we do the off season, he redistributed his weight and tried this diet thing. We're all frauds when we write it. Because you look at him speaking, and he's the same guy that he was the year before.
Anthony, Andy and I, we laugh about it because we alternate getting sucked in to the he's redistributing the weight. Yeah. He's in better shape this year.
Yes.
1 year I write it. The next year Andy writes it. And we both look at each other like 3 months later and say, why do we fall for that? Look at his stomach. He can't even tuck his shirt in. He's huge.
But I would hope, though, that, you know, and you're right, his parents did have some, I think one was a diabetic.
He's got diabetes.
But he has now a doctor there every day if he wants one. You know, he has the type of medical care his parents didn't have.
But he's also torn between he needs to maintain his weight and his size for his career to have that doctor there every day and have all the luxuries he has.
Yeah.
But does he really want to lose? He's in a bind.
Okay.
I would lean toward keeping Wilfork for two reasons. One is that he's younger, and two is that I think the position that he plays is harder to find.
No question. The latter is no question.
Because I think they're comparable players in terms of abilities at their spots, but I think the nose tackle is harder to find, and I think that he's a couple years younger than Seymour. So
now
that could be
washed away with what we just said, because I think Seymour's a guy, yes, he's had his injuries, but they've been injuries. I think he's a guy that could play a long time. He could be Anthony Pleasant. He has that lean, athletic build where all of a sudden he's 38 and he could still be playing. Yeah. So that might kind of outweigh, no pun intended, the youth factor on Wilfork's
side. But I also think that, not that Seymour is easy to find, that type of player, but easier than a type like Wilfork.
I think an average defensive end.
And you get a draft pick. You get somebody in the draft.
Yeah, an average defensive end that fills in for Seymour is probably going to be better than the average nose tackle that fills in for Wilfork.
Yeah,
and more so here where there's no fill-in. Maybe if there was a fill-in. Maybe if we had seen somebody over the last 5 years fill in legitimately or Ethan Kelly or somebody had developed, we'd feel differently.
We had Klecko, but we let him go.
Exactly. We've never seen somebody who can even fill in for like 5 minutes.
Yeah.
They get killed.
Which one do you want to keep, Anthony?
Jeez, I don't know. I was thinking Wilfork, but after hearing all of that, I think Seymour's on. I don't know. I can't see putting another 5 to 6 years or 4 to 5 years on Seymour versus doing it with Wilfork.
Yeah,
I brought up that conversation is because, if we're kind of all right, I guess, on the defensive line, I guess we're going to look towards linebacker again. And I was just kind of looking real quickly on the internet, and it shows that Bart Scott and Terrell Suggs, I believe, is the other linebacker that's going to be a free agent coming up this year, if I'm not mistaken. And I think they also have to re-sign Ray Lewis, and this is just with Baltimore. So it makes me wonder, is there going to be some potential free agent outside linebackers out there that we might be able to grab again?
Suggs had a situation with the franchise thing, didn't he?
I believe so.
Was that again?
With Terrell Suggs, he was involved in some franchise stuff. Because I remember they tried to trade him with the franchise thing, and he argued that it wasn't
right.
They weren't looking for value or something.
Didn't he get tagged as a D end, and he wanted to be tagged as an outside linebacker?
I think he fought that too. You're right. Yep.
Yeah, I think that was the big controversy. I'm pretty sure the outside linebacker got more pay, obviously, and that's what he wanted to get tagged with, I think. Or vice versa.
Yeah, I don't know. I think it might be the other way. I think D-end is
the D-end, because they're mostly the pass rush, you know, the Freenies.
Yeah.
And even the ones that aren't, if they get lumped in there. Some of the guy that went to San Francisco.
It's just food for thought. I don't know. I look at the season, it's whatever happens, it happens. It's kind of just like bonus play. Not that I'm saying, hey, they're not going to do anything, but, man, when you get another three injuries like that, it's like, how much more can they take, honestly? And, you know, you just look positively, and anything that comes, it comes. Whatever. You know,
That's what Fred Kirsch is asking all fans to do, take that approach.
Yeah, and Fred's right about this week, too. You know, you do have the luxury of it's Oakland this week, and you should be able to get the transitions here of some of these new guys that might have to fill in with bigger roles. Castle situation that pops up this week, you should be able to get by anyway, you know, against a team like Oakland.
Yeah, and you know, people say, oh, it's Oakland, but you know what, either which way, these are all professional athletes, and they're going to be looking at them as the, you know, undefeated 16-0 New England Patriots of 07, even though they're decimated on defense, they don't have their starting quarterback, but you know, other teams still approach it that way, like, oh, we have a chance to beat them, as if, you know, they're the previous 07 Patriots.
Yeah. I'm not sure Oakland does that.
I'm not sure that happens.
Well, maybe I'm trying to give them too much credit, but what can you say?
I think Oakland is like me when you write a list and you're trying to get everything off that list and so you can be done. I think they look at the season that way and they see the Patriots and they just want to cross it off
now,
and move on.
Last year, certainly we saw it. I mean, we saw it down the stretch. Teams lined up one afterwards and said, I want to be the one that knocks them off.
Right.
And they gave every one of those teams gave the Patriots their best shot.
Sure.
Yeah.
Everyone talks about being, you know, Patriots blowing teams out, but
not down the stretch.
Last five games, that wasn't the case. You know, except for one of them.
Yeah, Miami, right. It was a blowout here. But, yeah. I mean, Baltimore, Philly, the Giants.
Yeah.
Let me ask you quickly, too. I can't believe they're not even talking. Let's just say Belichick makes the playoffs, you know, with obviously the Patriots. And I'm surprised they're not even considering him for Coach of the Year with all these injuries he's taken on.
How do we know that they're not considering him?
Well, all the people that are doing their little media things, like, no one includes him. All the top fives I've seen don't include him.
I would have him in my top five.
I would too.
But I don't think I would consider him for Coach of the Year.
Well, if let's say he went into the playoffs, he won one playoff game, does that raise him up even higher?
I think it does.
I mean, it all depends on what happens to the other guys that is Mike Smith getting knocked out in the first round?
Look,
don't you vote after the season?
You vote after the regular season, but I'm just talking about my mindset. I just look at it. I think there were at least one game, maybe two, that I think coaching was largely responsible for losing. And I can't – Indianapolis and San Diego, to me, were bad coaching games for Bill.
Plus,
and
there are other candidates. You throw a guy, Mike Smith, out there that deserve it. It's not a year where you say, well, no one's really done anything. I mean, that's a case where a guy turned a debacle into a great turnaround story.
Yeah, I also think the Miami game,
with the
coaches had no answers at all. In that game with some of the wrinkles. Now, I'm not saying this was a bad coaching job. It was an excellent coaching job. I'm just saying if you're nitpicking with some of the guys that have been able to win with, in my mind, less, I don't think that the Atlanta Falcons are as talented as the Patriots. And they've been able to win mm-hmm. some games. You know, Baltimore with a rookie quarterback out of a 1AA school.
Dolphins, that's what I'm saying. An over team that is now competing for a playoff spot.
I put all the AFC East teams in the same boat. You know, I think that they all have done a nice job rebounding.
Well, but
the Patriots in a different circumstance.
Miami's more than rebounding. They were a team that they were going for 0-16 last year.
I just think it's proof of how bad that schedule was. The AFC schedules on paper were the four easiest schedules in the league coming into the season. It's no surprise to me that they're having all those teams are having surprising success.
I'd like to give Tony Sperano a little more credit than that. I think Cam Cameron would be like 4-12.
Maybe.
Because he was a joke of a coach.
Maybe.
All right, guys.
Okay.
Either I'll get you lunch next week if that doesn't mess up, or maybe I'll get you some presents. I don't know.
You don't have to get us anything.
I like
presents. What's that?
You don't have to get us.
You're the man!
But you can if you want to.
Which is it do you want? I can't do both. I have a girlfriend now, so do you want presents?
Give it to your girlfriend.
Give it to your girlfriend.
No. Trust me, she gets plenty. Don't worry about it.
Oh, well played.
When are you involved?
Oh!
Hey!
All right.
That's it. Take it easy, guys.
All right, you're the best, Anthony.
That's Anthony, the Italian stallion. Now, with these Pepsi caps, do you have to? Can you just turn them in and win?
Don't you have to punch it in online or something?
No, because there's no code on here. But Paul, Don't say I never gave you anything. Here's buy one, get one free Pepsi.
Oh, good. Thank you.
That's
mine
you.
Says
that's for you.
WY3N3ZYJ6A.
I do think you can turn that right in.
Yeah,
and get
so
one.
There you go. That's for you.
It's a free. Oh, it's a buy.
Yesterday we talked about me being in hot water. What?
I was asking
you. You don't want to have it?
Two gender, you want it?
You giving away my gift?
Two gender, when you don't get me my Buffalo tenders, do you want to not get me a free Pepsi too?
You know what I could really go for right now?
Those cinnamon sticks.
Yeah, that really cleanses the palate. It's a nice finish.
Even
to the
Buffalo tenders, now that
chips.
I'm thinking
the
of
lemon sorbet.
They sound really good.
We hate you.
Yesterday we talked about me being in hot water because we didn't have coverage at the Seattle rally. Fans have come through. They've been sending their photos to Kyle Pesady. So I'm once again,
Kyle bails Fred out.
So you're at least swimming in the hot
water
now.
At least
drowning.
I'm covering that part of it. So
you're ace.
So we'll get that in first down, Freddie.
But here's an interesting
poster,
one. Iggy from Madrid, our
Iggy.
Friend from Spain. I read this this morning, and I just couldn't believe it.
Amigo con grande cabeza.
He says, I just listened to the podcast and heard Arsenio's email, the guy who was depressed. Okay, now I want to do my part to save Fred's job and show Mr. Kraft that PFW...
The true professionals at PFW.
PFW in progress must survive with Fred at command. My brother, unfortunately, happened to be at the Taj Hotel during the Mumbai terrorist attacks of 11/26. He was not a hostage directly, but he was kept at his room, the terrorist being in the lobby. As soon as we knew from a text message coming from his phone that he was trapped there, the worst night of my life started. It was already 11 p.m. here in Spain, and I spent the whole night trying to contact him, the embassy you would imagine. Of course, I couldn't sleep. Well, correction. I could not sleep until I found a PFW in progress show in my podcast. I do not remember exactly when, but the show somehow relaxed me, and I got a nap for a couple of hours. This gave me a little bit of a rest. The next day, my brother was released after 18 hours in captivity. My brother was free, and I can now tell you guys that on a very hard time, your podcast helped me this way. And P.S., do not tell Mr. Kraft, but I believe it helped a lot that Eric was actually at the show. He is so artistic. Just kidding. I want to say, like, artistic.
I have no formal artistic training.
That's another great story from Iggy.
Well, sort of. I'm glad
his
brother's okay
out,
and it all worked out.
I thought that was
but,
going somewhere really bad.
But we put him to sleep.
Yeah, and then we didn't...
No, it relaxed him.
Oh, is that how we're going to focus it?
Yeah, we're soothing.
So does Tylenol PM.
But I just thought
it sounded like a backhanded compliment to me. Yeah.
But that must have been something.
Yeah, that would suck.
But the thing is, though, you know, I hope he had his phone on vibrate when Iggy kept calling him on his cell phone, otherwise kind of giving away his location.
That's true.
You know,
but at least he was up in his room and not
in
the lobby.
Yeah, so that would have been harrowing.
Yeah,
probably worse than my incident in the bathroom.
Probably
in Seattle.
Life or death is generally worse than embarrassment.
That's a tough incident for you in that bathroom,
idiot.
Let's see. Oh, here's another simple note of appreciation for the PFW boys.
Off your knees, we're blowing ourselves.
This is Christmas.
This is from Chad in Montpelier. I just wanted to take a minute to thank you three guys and Eric for the 6 hours of entertainment you provide us each week. The past year hasn't been great. Medical issues have kept me sidelined, and it's been all I can do to try and keep things on track in my life until I recover. One of the few constants has been sitting on my couch at noon 3 days a week, stupid Patriots Friday, and listening to 2 hours of the best sports talk in New England. It's comforting to know that you guys will be there to give us the inside scoop on our team and help take my mind off of things, even if it's just for a little while. Captain Jake Steele steers the ship true, although he may occasionally forget to turn his mic on. First Mate Paul does his best to keep things on course, although the occasional $900 make sure it's HD video camera story sometimes gets in the way. Sailor Andy provides the lighthearted humor that keeps the sails full, or maybe that's just gas. And Seaman, or is it Seaman?
Oh,
whoa.
Eric good-naturedly takes all the jokes in stride as well as someplace else.
Oh.
anyway, just wanted
he
to
actually
take...
Actually takes the
Seaman. Oh, see now.
Oh, you see, we all knew what he was talking about. Why did you have to draw a map?
Anyway, just wanted
you
to...
You know, see now,
just wanted to take a moment to thank you guys for taking time out of your busy days and lunches to help all of us Patriots fans be more informed and for sharing a little bit of your lives with us. Because if you don't find Paul screaming at a woman in Babies Are Us, Fred buying every made for TV invention known to man, using it only once, or in the case of the gutter robot, never, or Andy spewing out orange fire water isn't funny, you're probably a Jets fan. So that's great. That's Chad from Montpelier. Hope you're doing better.
Yes, Chad. Get well soon.
Excellent. Our listeners have been very kind this week.
Well, it is the holiday season.
I wonder if it's because Eric's not here.
And you're being meaner than ever.
I am. I'm just mad at you. I'm not mean to the listeners. I'm very appreciative of our listeners.
Paul was very mad. He got mad at me yesterday because I didn't get a joke.
I didn't get mad at you.
You were mad.
I just missed you out of hand.
Andy, you were there.
He was mad.
I was uncomfortable because it was like two teenage kids. The relationship that just needs to be ended, but they can't end it.
You are
just arguing.
Ridiculous.
Well, if you're not going to get it, then I'm not going to tell you. If you're not going to get it, then I'm not going to tell you.
You just didn't get it.
I'm not going to tell you.
I said you didn't think it was funny. I didn't say he didn't get it.
You didn't get it? No, it's fine. We can just move on.
It wasn't a riddle. There was nothing to get. He obviously didn't find it funny.
Right.
So I just said, you didn't think it was funny. I mean, okay.
Yeah, but once you explained the reference to me, then I said, oh.
Then he claims he got it and it was funny.
I can see why people would think it's funny.
See, I still don't get it or think it's funny.
I didn't think the original Cedric Maxwell thing was that funny either. I got the ball.
I thought it was embarrassing. And I thought that's what they were playing off. They were making fun of Max.
Right. I didn't know that at the time.
Should probably tell people. WEEI was doing hockey talk yesterday and doing all these Bruins
I thought
things.
It was funny. Fred and Andy didn't.
They were quick calls.
I don't know why that had to make it a fight. I just said, okay, you didn't think it was funny.
Well, I didn't want to make it a fight. I just was asking you what it meant, and you wouldn't answer
me. But it was
me.
Like...
And here we go.
But that's like me saying, you know, the Patriots won on Sunday. What did it mean? It meant they won. If you didn't think that was significant... To each his own.
I don't think that's a fair comparison.
Yeah, I mean, it was a joke that stood on its own
merit. My favorite part was...
You didn't think it was funny. What was I going to explain?
We tell Chris Collins about the fight, and he goes, oh, you guys carpooled over? And I go, no, this was between the parking lot and the studio. A 100-foot walk.
That was funny.
I can only imagine what those car rides would be like if you actually came with us, Paul. Oh, I'd have to shoot myself with you two fighting all the time.
All I see you is making fun of Fred all the time and Fred yelling at you to say, shut up, fat mouth.
Yesterday I fell asleep.
I can actually see it.
I just dozed off.
Ping Pong writes in.
Ping Pong!
Hey, man, and that gay guy, I have noticed.
What are you doing?
Is that Ping Pong's music?
Doesn't know how to use the board.
And you wonder why I'm angry at you.
Ping Pong! Oh, he's...
By accident he got like, you know.
He hit party mix.
Yeah.
Yeah, he hit party mix instead of ping pong.
What is wrong with you?
Ping Pong says, I have noticed that you have not read my last five emails.
Fred, why is that?
Yesterday's email was probably the best email I have ever written. I bet 2Gen just screwed it up and pressed the delete all button.
No, that's Fred who screwed it up.
I just don't get to every email. I mean, we have a lot of emails.
We have a lot of things to talk about.
I try to find new people to try to get them involved.
And you've done a good job of that this week, Freddie.
You've also done a good job finding the ones where they praise us for saving lives.
Hey, you know, we've got to get that.
Well, grotesque in your mind probably saves lives.
All right. Well, it's time to take a break, and we'll be right back.
What do I love at Qdoba Mexican Grill?
I love this Qdoba Catering.
If you've got a group of folks to feed, Qdoba Catering is totally the way to go.
You've got the hot taco bar.
The hot nacho bar.
The hot naked burrito bar.
Did I mention that they're hot?
I make the phone call and they take care of everything.
People come and they
just help themselves.
They come with everything you'd need to feed a group of hungry people.
Marinated grilled chicken and beef.
Three kinds of salsa.
Fresh lettuce.
Guacamole.
Cookies and
brownies.
Homemade tortilla chips.
Everything.
Oh, we get Qdoba Catering for all kinds of different occasions.
Tailgate parties.
Soccer games.
Birthday parties.
Baby shower. For my son's graduation party. It's perfect for office meetings.
You open the door to the conference room, you get the smell of Qdoba.
Hot bars are totally unique.
It's incredible. People love it. It's fresh.
Affordable.
That's the easy way to plan a party.
That's what I love about Qdoba Mexican Grill.
That's what I love about Qdoba Catering.
Have a group to feed? Order a hot taco, nacho, or naked burrito bar from Qdoba Catering and give them food they'll never forget. What are you going to love at Qdoba?
Big games mean big parties. Feed 20 or more of your friends with a Qdoba hot taco, nacho, or naked burrito bar from Qdoba Catering. It's fast, fresh, and budget-friendly. Now with 16 Massachusetts locations, opening September at Patriot Place in Kenmore Square. Full menu available at Qdoba.com. Patriot Place in Foxborough is the ultimate shopping, dining, and entertainment destination in New England. What's your Patriot Place experience?
We took the kids to a movie at Showcase Cinema Deluxe and finally went to Red Robin. The burgers were amazing. It was so much fun. Everyone loved it.
We had girls' night out at Patriot Place last weekend. A little shopping, dinner at Davio's. It's just like the one in Boston. And we had drinks at the cutest little wine bar called Tastings.
Experience Patriot Place, a once-in-a-lifetime experience every day.
Honestly?
I'm here about once a week. I always find great deals at Christmas Tree Shop and Old Navy, and the shoes at Off-Broadway are unbelievable.
Patriot Place is located next to Gillette Stadium in Foxborough with convenient and free parking.
Bass Pro Shop and Eastern Mountain Sports have everything I need for my camping and hiking trips. And we love CBS Scene Restaurant. They've got about a million TVs, and their outdoor deck looks right into Gillette Stadium. It's so cool.
Log on to patriot-place.com for more information. Patriot Place. Everyone wins. We know you have a busy day ahead of you, and mornings are always tough to get through. So stop by your local Dunkin' Donuts today and grab a freshly ground, freshly brewed Dunkin' Donuts coffee. It's the perfect thing to get you going in the morning. Dunkin' Donuts coffee is made with real Arabica beans, which give it that rich flavor everybody loves. And while you're there, try the new egg white flatbread sandwich from the new DD Smart Menu. Choose from two delicious varieties, turkey sausage or veggie. Both served on multi-grain bread. With under 300 calories, you can now make a smarter choice for breakfast. So, stop into your local Dunkin' Donuts today and try one with a medium hot coffee for only $3.99. Price and participation may vary, plus applicable taxes. Limited time offer.
And now, great moments in PFW in progress history.
I'll tell you, I was at the beach on Tuesday, and there were a lot of high school girls there.
So you were lying on your stomach drilling for oil all day?
Oh, my God.
And I'm the inappropriate one.
That's another great moment from PFW in progress.
All right, back here. James from England wants to know from Paul. Just a quick
question. That's a great line by you.
You like that one?
I did.
Who'd you steal it from?
It's an old one.
I know, but you always claim it.
We knew it had to be an old one.
No, when I wrote it, I wrote it. But that one, I remember back in high school, we used to say that. Because we used to spend a lot of time on the beach.
Drilling for oil?
Because we're rich kids. We don't get jobs in the summer. We go to the beach.
Question for Iggy from James from England. Was the show you listened to the Paul on his own show? I remember falling asleep during that show, too. Glad everything worked out well.
All right.
That's one of the great moments in PFW history.
Yeah, luckily, I think Gary, I think, got rid of that before he left. Because people have requested that, and I really don't want any part of that one being out there.
You can't just get that, like, on our website?
I'm sure he has it somewhere.
Andrew in the Ukraine writes in, here's a crazy scenario I don't know about. What if Miami loses to San Francisco, then beats the Jets? Meanwhile, the Patriots lose to Arizona, but win the other two. They would all have identical records at 10-6, identical division records at 4-2, and identical conference records at 7-5. Who would win the division?
Whoever has the best common opponents record, yeah. And I think the Jets would be out, and I don't know what the situation with Miami and the Patriots would be. I don't have that in front of me.
Okay.
But before conference record is common opponents record. And I know that's what hurts the Jets because they lost to Oakland and Denver.
Right.
In which the Patriots presumably will beat both.
Right. Okay. Alejandro writes in, hello, PFW crew, obviously Fred Kurtz. I finally saw It's a Wonderful Life, and I liked it a lot. Your name has to be Andy Hart if you don't like it.
Whoa. No. I didn't say I don't like it.
Yeah, I think Andy has never seen it.
Your name is – no, I've seen it. Oh. Deidre Hart.
Oh.
Doesn't forced like me it. To turn it off midway through. Hates it. Despises it.
Really?
Thinks it's an embarrassment that it's so popular.
Did you watch the commercial version or one without commercials?
I don't know.
Because when they NBC puts it on, they have a commercial every 10 minutes.
They do have a lot of commercials when they play it.
Awful.
And you know, tell me I should get a DVD, pop it in.
Yeah.
You understand why they have so many commercials because obviously it's probably one of their most watched things
sure.
around the Christmas time,
sure.
Christmas holiday. They probably get a lot of ad revenue for
absolutely.
That. But how you can just flat out not like that movie, I don't understand.
No, it's un-American.
It
My
is.
Wife is a Nazi, apparently.
Oh.
Well, she married you, so there's something wrong there.
I agree.
You know?
It is what it is.
Alejandro goes on. He says, nice win on Sunday. Mental toughness at its best. It reminds me of a San Diego playoff game in 06. Any news on Junior Seau's waist injury after Branch's move? I get it.
Waist, knees, ankles,
they all broke.
I'm also concerned about Roosevelt Colvin diminishing rushing skills. For some reason, the quarterback didn't fall in front of him so he could tap him on the back.
He has been known to get a couple of those a year.
Yeah, Alejandro's obviously paying attention, too.
But the play I have a hard time getting over is the Seneca Wallace late scramble, and Jonathan Wilhite, number 24, expects him to get out of bounds, but he doesn't and just sprints toward him and ends up getting another handful of yards. My question: say the Pats wind up missing the playoffs at 10-6 or 11-5, what would the game that we're going to look back and say that was the one that left them out of contention, the Indy loss or the Jets? I would have to say Indy, because
I would say Indy.
There
too.
Were bonehead plays.
You gave it away.
You gave that away.
The Jets took it from you.
Right.
And I also thought, I mean, I thought they were fortunate to be in overtime against the Jets.
Right, exactly.
They got outplayed for the better part of that game, whereas I thought they outplayed the Colts for the better part of the game.
And the bonehead plays, the David Thomas call, there were a couple just bad plays.
Coaching decisions.
Disorganization.
Yeah.
Well, that's the one I think he'll point to, because I think, honestly, he feels like he wasn't at his best that day.
Yeah.
And that's him. That's something he can control, is his preparation and performance as a coach, and that cost him.
Yep. So I would have to say the Colts game. That'll be the one that I'll go back and say, if we could have.
Yeah. Plus, the Colts have how many losses? 8-4?
Yeah.
So
if you had
changed a lot of things.
If you had won that game,
you'd be 8-4. You'd have the tiebreaker against the Colts.
That's right. And
you'd have a better conference record. There would be a lot of trickle-down effect to that victory.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Colts would be in trouble.
Yep.
Of course, the Jets would be, too, because you'd hold the tiebreaker against them.
Let's see. Cormac writes in, first, I just read from James on PFW in Progress that Matt Castle's dad passed away. I hope he and his family know there's a lot of support for them in the Patriots community.
Indeed.
Anyhow, firstly, to your question yesterday, London is close to Dublin, just under 300 miles. That's what I said. I said about 300 miles. Pretty good guess by me.
Sounds pretty close. What's that,
Boston,
New York?
And as promised, lunch and Christmas pressies galore will arrive to you all next week.
Jackpot.
I am staying in Foxborough because it is the kingdom of excitement. Okay, not really. I'm staying there as it's near where my grandparents live.
Nice.
And flying on Tuesday. I guess Wednesday is the best day for you guys, as Thursday you are fiested out with Fred's taco party. Maybe Dan can drop you a mail and can tell me how best to proceed with this. Dan, you on that? He's shaking his head yes.
Don't screw it up.
Also, if you guys always wanted something from Ireland, we've got plenty of Alcoholic Anonymous cards here, Paul. Let me know, and
well,
I can see
Andy.
What I can do.
I want to go to Ireland.
Andy's the one that thinks everybody in Ireland is drunk.
Right.
Well, it is what it is.
I like to go all over Europe. I think it'd be just...
Why don't you go backpacking?
When we go...
Oh, wait. I saw you try to climb the mountains in Seattle. Don't do that.
When we go to London next year, Fred, why don't you plan on taking the next month off and just go find yourself around Europe?
Mr. Kraft was like, why don't you just stay over there?
Right.
Now you got him all depressed again. He might.
Thanks, guys. Oh, and I hope it's snowing. I don't really get snow in Dublin, so I want to see some over there. I have good plow experience. Should I be required to clear off a spot for Guskowski's last-minute field goal? That's Cormac coming from Ireland next week. Going to see the Arizona game.
Now, his grandmother lives here.
Yeah.
But he's from Ireland.
That is a little different.
That's a little weird.
It's a little different. The grandparents live
here. Two generations away.
Yeah.
In reverse, she lives here. Interesting. We'll have to talk about that when he's here. I assume he's coming for a visit.
Are we talking about deportation, perhaps?
Oh.
For his grandparents? No.
You never know.
You're not kicking any old Irish lady out of the country.
Could have happened years ago.
I don't know why you have to be so ugly.
Say hi to your grandma for me.
Tell her I got some plow experience myself.
I don't get it.
See now.
Don't screw that up. Remember when you screwed it up when Christy from D.C. was in town and was like, yeah, I emailed two genders 17 times because I want to come by and bring lunch. And
Christy in D.C. was in town?
Can
yes.
You
oh,
that?
My God.
And two gender never got back. Yes,
you
that's
messed
true.
That up?
You know it's true, so stop denying it.
Oh, my God.
Beautiful women want to come and see us, Fred.
You are a colossal waste of time.
Does Eric know that she was here?
That would have broken his heart. It would have been his big opportunity.
That would have broken his heart.
He could have displayed his lack of formal artistic training.
Right.
Or game.
That's unbelievable. How did you screw that up, Christy in D.C.? Because you're single, too.
Or ability to converse
with
chicks.
He's not single. He's got a hot sister, though.
Oh, does he?
Yeah. You should go to his cube and see the photo.
He keeps in pictures.
Look how embarrassed he's getting.
She's got big cans.
Oh, Andy.
And I asked him, does she? And he goes, yeah.
He got
all excited. He's looked at her in the shower.
He's got pictures of his sister in his cube?
Yeah. Well, it's a family photo.
What, are you from Arkansas?
Andy, you're terrible.
I said, does your sister
have big
boobs?
He didn't say he watched her in the shower?
And he goes, yeah. Like, he got
it's
all
right. Once his daughter turns 18, she's all mine.
Oh. So you watch your sister in the shower? That's okay. You can admit it. When her girlfriends came over, did you, like, you know, spy on them?
She's much older than I am.
That's the best part.
Right.
You wouldn't want to spy on the younger
right.
sister.
You dummy.
No, but I was too young to be interested in that when she
had
her friends
over. You just started liking girls this year.
How much older is she from you?
Like 5 years.
That's not too young.
You're
13, she's 18.
What's the matter?
That's like a fantasy.
She's 12. You're 12, she's 17.
Right, that's perfect. Pillow fights, baby.
For crying out loud.
I'm not a creep.
What? Because you're gay.
It's not being
We've gotten to the heart of the issue. If you didn't look at your sister's friends when they came over when you were that age, you're gay.
If it was an older brother, you'd have been watching.
Right, you're gay.
Okay.
Do you have a brother?
No.
What an embarrassment.
He is.
Do you know the opportunity you missed? Now, is your sister in actuality pretty good looking?
Yes.
Yeah,
that means she
girl.
Probably had pretty good looking friends.
Right, because they tend to
right.
congregate together.
Right. Birds of a feather.
What the hell were you doing?
I used to watch my friend.
Playing with G.I. Joe?
Probably watching SportsCenter or something.
Oh.
Checking out the tight pants.
You can like sports loser. And girls.
Yes.
You know, they're not like, you know, separate. Usually they're together. You know, those Budweiser girls in boxing? That they put them there because
guys
like
chicks
the girls.
And sports.
And boobs.
Right. Oh, my God. What an opportunity.
She was too old.
Fred
5 years.
Himself.
But too old. Five
Fred
years.
Fred takes it personally.
Well, I had a younger sister, so I couldn't do that.
Yeah,
I don't know. Nowadays, you could.
Well, she was 6 years younger.
Yeah, but nowadays, when you're a senior, there's girls in middle school with big boobs.
Yeah, but.
It's Kathleen Whiteside steroids in the chicken
it's
theory.
It's extremely creepy.
Yeah.
Believe me.
Well,
the
yeah,
first time.
When did that ever
the
stop
first
us?
Time I was out somewhere and my sister and her friends were at the same place, I could not have left that place
absolutely,
fast enough.
Absolutely.
It was extremely...
Paul Perillo rule 131.
Extremely disheartening.
It's a big brother rule.
Yeah,
it's
it was extremely disheartening. You didn't want to have anything
And you don't
to do
want to see what might be going on either because that'll drive you even more crazy.
I remember it was in college.
Are you talking about your sister that listens to the show, Fred?
Sometimes, yeah.
Nice. She should email in. Maybe she's got some tales. Get it off too, Jenner. Move it to Fred.
Don't take that call.
Don't take that call. Yeah, I'm with Fred on this one. The younger
Throw that Barney Rubble.
The younger one doesn't work.
No. So where's your sister now?
Manhattan.
Models for Playboy.
Is she spoken for? Married? No. So she's not really spoken
for. Manhattan, so she's like some high-powered professional.
What does she do?
You know?
Advertising.
She wears those like nice...
Nice suits.
Skirts.
Yeah, oh yeah.
You,
Fred,
know,
you
high
are
heels.
Unbelievably creepy right now.
She wear dark nylons or white nylons?
Oh, God.
You can't blow Fred up.
I think I just did.
Turn his mic back on.
All right.
We can't hear him. He's really trying to run the show.
You can't do that. Okay. William Barry, am I on?
No.
Now we can't figure out how to get your mic back on.
He doesn't know which button to press.
Am I on now?
You are now.
You're back.
Okay. Don't do that. If you don't know how to recorrect it, don't do it.
Recorrect it.
Paul's favorite emailer, William Barry, writes
That's
in.
That's a good way to end my hour on the show here. Come
Fred,
on.
Andy, Paul, and sometimes Eric, everything I think I question. If it is Patriots favorable, I wonder if I'm just fooling myself. If it is Patriots negative, I wonder if I'm overcompensating for fooling myself a bit. Even if it seems right, like saying the defense is about as good as the French army will lead to too much. For instance, that last comparison was not fair. The French were beat by the Germans. If it was accurate, the French would need to get trounced by the Belgians, but manage wins versus Liechtenstein. Boy.
A lot of Europe flavor in the show today.
Why does he do this? Why does William Barry do this?
So maybe I'm not wrong is what you're saying.
I don't know.
He's a very loyal listener. Get through his email.
Listen.
Anyway.
We love them all. We love them all.
He says, see, a quip about the poorest defense turns into an analysis of World War II and World War I politics, partly because I'd rather not think of the Patriots. It is painful.
She probably shouldn't listen to us.
On the injury report,
plus,
I'm doubtful.
You try too hard to tell us how smart you are.
As Rook said, the linebackers left standing are Seau, Mayau, and Colvin, Vrabel, and Izzo. Am
Mayau?
I missing somebody? Yes, said.
Yeah, Mayo.
Yeah, in Guyton. Anyway.
What's Mayau?
Move on.
You all right over there?
Liechtenstein,
like,
put him over the top there.
Web radio at
Patriots.com.
I think he's thinking
about his sister.
Andreas and Hani Wenzel.
What? What?
Olympic skiers from Liechtenstein.
Oh, is that
early
right?
80s.
Wow, that's good.
Yeah, there you go.
He really does have
it's about the size of
Everett. Information.
That's, you know, from his Sports Illustrated's back then, right?
No, I remember watching the Olympics.
Oh.
I never heard of that country before that.
Liechtenstein.
I got to tell you, though, I've been hooked on the Olympics.
Very small.
Eric?
Oh, that country.
Oh.
And yes.
All right. Chris with a T-I-A-N writes in.
Room with him.
Fred, first off, that story was priceless. I wish someone had walked in.
I do, too. Scott Pioli was my vote.
Pioli would have been good. Maybe like a Jim Fossil or some like former NFL coach who's often doing radio for games like that. That would have been
Moon.
Hey, big fella. How you doing?
Also wondering if you guys have heard the latest about He Who Shall Not Be Named, latest classless act. Yes, we have.
Yes, that's classic stuff.
Couldn't have happened to a nicer guy.
James in Wales was kind enough to forward that to us.
As for the good the game, good old-fashioned nail-biter, I have to admit, down 14-3, I wasn't feeling too good, especially with all the injuries. However, these are the Patriots, and resiliency is their middle name. Of course, Deion Branch has to have his game of the season just to make it a little more difficult. Did you guys think that he was out of bounds on the big 60-yard play that Belichick challenged? It was tough to see at home, wondering if you guys saw something different at the stadium. I think you answered in the SPFW. If they had ruled him out of bounds, either way, you wouldn't have overturned it. It was just impossible to see.
The video was pretty much useless.
I would agree with that all around. And the only thing I would say is I'm guessing that he was out of bounds because Bill was so adamant and was right there.
Yeah.
And I'm guessing he saw with his own eyes that he was out of bounds.
Trouble is,
the official was right there, too.
Now, if I'm going to pick one or the other, an official or Bill, I'll go with Bill. But the official was right there, and they stopped the video. He was looking down, so he should have gotten it right. I don't know if he did, but he should have.
And
he wasn't looking in the wrong place.
Yeah, I agree with Fred and Andy that you couldn't tell on the video that we saw. My one question would be, you know, maybe to question whether Bill or not saw it correctly, is I'm wondering if maybe the heel never actually went down.
Touched, right?
Maybe his toe was in bounds, and the referee said, you know what, his heel never went down to the ground.
Right.
And he stayed on the balls of his feet, and
because
of that, he never went out of bounds.
Right, that's a tough, close call, though.
But again, that calls into the need for what Bill talks about with those cameras on the sidelines.
But even then,
whatever,
you know, I was thinking about that. You know, like if you had the sideline and then the end lines, the cameras along each line, there's always going to be somebody in the way blocking that at times.
That's
why it's not foolproof.
It needs to be like electric fence for dogs, and it needs to be underground and create zones.
I think it needs to be from above. There has to be like a frame.
How about you just put up with the fact that it's a game played by humans, and sometimes
maybe we could do satellite photography from like orbit.
Google,
you have just like satellite
Google Earth.
Yeah.
With that, I'm going to have to leave you.
You got to go to your real show with Butch Stearns. Won't get any clowndom there. I am the mayor.
First of all, I'm the king of clowndom.
No, he's the king of clowndom.
I like the clowns.
They're going to be talking about baseball.
Call comes to us direct from the Worcester Telegram.
No, they'll do hockey talk, and Paul will be like,
that means I can speak openly. Oh, you mean you understood it, just didn't think it was funny?
No, I don't get it.
Thank you. Thank you for proving my
point. And as soon as I heard them talking hockey for more than 5 minutes, I clicked it off.
So why don't you just say that? I don't have any interest in
hockey. Because
it wasn't
funny. If they made me laugh, they'd make me laugh. They didn't make me laugh.
That's all I needed.
Not once.
That's all I needed.
Not once.
Don't claim that you didn't understand it.
I didn't.
Well,
I didn't
the Da Vinci Code.
I didn't get the reference.
You're
I didn't
get my point.
Well, you're bouncing back and forth. You got it. You didn't get it.
No,
you're
once he said it,
I never heard it. I don't know what the reference
is. Like only Andy can do right here, playing both sides.
Once he said it, I got it. But at the time, I didn't understand what he meant. I got the puck, and they were laughing, and I was like, "That's not funny."
So now you get it. I'm confused.
Now I get it, but even then, I wouldn't have laughed.
But you don't think it was funny? That was the bottom line.
Right.
And I didn't say
but
anything
I still
new about
wanted
that.
You to explain it to me to see what I was missing.
Round
and
three.
And you wouldn't explain it. You were like being really stubborn.
There was nothing to be explained.
You two just break up already.
You just didn't think it was funny. I don't know why you have to make such a big deal
I wanted it explained.
I'm not upset that you didn't think it was
you
funny.
You were upset.
No, I wasn't.
I think you were.
He's just emptying out his bag of laughs and stupid things in there.
I got to go.
All right, Paul's got to go. I would like
where
it if
are
Eric
you,
called
Andy?
It.
Thanks, Glenn.
Can we call Eric? Do we have Eric's number? Huh?
I don't. I'm
no.
sure you do in your phone.
Maybe he's listening.
I doubt it.
They don't have the internet in San
they
Francisco?
They do, but why wouldn't
Silicon
he
be Valley?
Swimming in the pool or doing whatever it is he does?
He wouldn't be swimming in the pool. I said, Eric, you going to go out? You going to see some music? Oh, I'm here to work, Fred.
Like, yeah, right.
Come on, Eric. You know.
Did he work yesterday?
Yeah.
You're lying your ass off.
Where was yesterday's update, Eric?
He's not listening, so he won't hear that.
Well, if I talk louder, maybe he will.
Right. Maybe somebody next door is listening.
Christian says also Right in the middle of an email? Somebody.
Hi, this is Christina Acker from Patriots Today.
Jackpot.
Now it's time for Andy Hart's Urban Dictionary Word of the Day. That's Word of the Day. I can't believe you're actually playing this music.
Christina, thank you for that great intro. And as a classy woman, I know you'll have never heard this phrase that two-gender found tied into the city we'll be visiting later in the week, Oakland. It's the Oakland Soup Kitchen. That's Oakland Soup Kitchen. And my guess is Eric knows exactly what I'm talking about.
Wow.
You want it?
It's the Oakland Soup Kitchen.
It's disgusting.
I don't want to know about it.
It is nauseatingly disgusting.
So Christian's email to finish up. So here we are in a three-way tie.
You never actually
tie.
Started other than saying Christian.
Here we are in a three-way tie for the division. I guess that the best we could have hoped, still hanging in there, Fred, and if we get in, anything can happen. Go
True.
Pens. That's the way I feel.
But it's not the best. We just talked about the best you could hope. You could have won a couple of those games.
We could have. Probably could have lost a few early that we won. So
it's true, but
you know,
I'm trying to be positive here.
That's
me.
What
it's
happens.
It's all about winning.
You know, when you're in the middle of the league, things like that can go either way.
As Mike Vrabel would say, there's a lot of teams that would like to be. Ask Romeo. Ask Rack in Cleveland if he'd like to be competing for the playoffs right
that's,
now.
That's right.
Damn right he would be.
Donal. I think I'm pronouncing it right. D-O-N-A-L. D-O-N-A-L. Donal? Donal?
I'm just basing it on your track record. I'm saying you said it wrong.
Anyway, he's from Ireland.
We are huge. We need to take a trip to Ireland. Can we set that up? Expense that, a trip to Ireland, PFW, meet and greet?
Well, I think...
Kiss the Blarney Stone.
With the London game, we need to, you know, come up with a series of events, you know.
We should go to... We're big in Ireland. It's only 300 miles.
Well, I would assume the Ireland people will come to London. So
we'll come to them.
We'll do something.
We got to do shows from there.
We do. I don't know about you.
We do.
No. We'll take Dvorkin. He knows what he's doing.
The doctor.
Not really.
No, we'll do something over there. And I assume two gender will be with us.
Somebody's going to have to hook this stuff up and
I know.
Push a button.
I know. And it's all different hookups over
Actually,
there, too.
We could probably just have one of our listeners do it. They're all in the tech field.
Don't forget
guys.
Those international adapters. The plugs aren't the same over there.
It's true.
Wrong
hole, fool.
Anyway, Donal says it's a bit disheartening to hear some of the fans writing the season off already. Apart from the obvious reasons why a true Pat supporter should want the team to make the playoffs, I have another reason why we should all want them to make it. If they don't make it, they'll be listed along with all the other teams who failed to make the playoffs after losing the Super Bowl the previous year. And so in future years, they'll be tagged as a team suffering a Super Bowl hangover. There won't be an asterisk beside their name telling people that they lost a quarterback and reigning MVP in the first series of the season, along with the other injuries suffered over the season. History only looks at the stats. After all the adversity the team has overcome this season, it would be a real shame to see them labeled as a team suffering a Super Bowl hangover. They deserve more than this. I think that's a good point.
Well, I do think the Brady thing will be remembered because he was coming off the record-breaking season, reigning MVP.
Like you said, 10 years from now, you're going to see that asterisk next to their name.
No, but people know. They don't need an asterisk to tell them. They'll know.
Who's
football people will know. Fans will know.
Paul Perillo knows because he forgets nothing.
Andy Hart will know because it's a big deal.
Yeah,
it's not some stupid two skaters from Liechtenstein.
No, but some idiot on ESPN is going to be listing teams that didn't.
And he'll say, of course, Tom Brady went down in the open.
I bet you they won't.
10 years from now, yes, they will.
I bet you they will not.
35 years from now, maybe not.
Donal agrees with me. Anyway,
he's drunk. He's Irish.
After hearing all the other first-time emailers writing in, I thought it was time I did the same thing. I've been listening to the show since April on iTunes and wanted to say thanks for putting on such a good show. It's definitely the best place to get excellent analysis and views on all things Patriots.
Well said. Thank you, Donal.
So
I want to include a pronunciation next email just so make sure we get it right.
Strippers writes in with some Raider injury news.
Yes.
He says Jamarcus Russell's MRI on his ankle revealed just a lot of bruising.
I still say he faked it.
Raiders coach Tom Cable acknowledged Monday that Darren McFadden's turf toe injuries are still holding him back. And Raiders wide receiver Ashley Lee is due back from his head injury in week 15.
He's an interesting guy, just for the sheer fact that he's a big play guy against this defense.
Yep.
He has, like,
he's done well.
10 catches all year, but every time he catches it, it's 20-something yards. And against this defense, you never know. I know we've joked about the Raiders, but they have a couple guys that could give them problems. I think Zach Miller, the tight end, could give them issues. I think he is, if I'm not mistaken, has the highest yards per catch of any tight end in football. And we know that they can't cover tight ends.
Also, we have some other breaking news from strippers. Supposedly, he has found a picture of Jessica Twogender.
Yes. Is that her name?
Is that it?
Oh, jackpot. Is it there?
Well, I'm calling. Oh.
Can you see her cans? I'm coming around.
Hello, Dolly. It's not. It's just the. It's just her face, but she's very pretty. Wow, that's great. So there you go.
So Fred, you know the little game you told us about
nice
this
hair.
Weekend? Where you know the assessment you make on every female you come in contact with—a simple yes or no answer.
Yeah. Well.
Is it yes or no?
I'd have to say yes.
Strippers, keep working, though. I'd like to see a full body shot. I mean, I've seen one in his cube where she's in a bathing suit, but...
Really?
Yeah.
In a bathing suit?
I think it's like the third row of cubes if you want to go scope it out after the show.
Okay.
Was that at like Disney World or something? You guys all got together for the family photo?
Cancun.
Wow.
Oh, I bet you she lived it up down there.
And she's in advertising. Wow.
She make good money? She a bigwig? More successful than you.
Well, he's just an up. What are you, like 20 years old? How old are you? 23? Yeah, you still have a long way to go.
You still have a long way to go.
23, I was just on my second college. So you're way ahead of where I was.
What's that, Emerson?
Emerson was my second
college. From Tampa?
University of Tampa, right. Yeah. Took me a little while to get started. Good job, strippers.
Yes, well done, strippers.
Yeah.
He is a magician. Yeah. Facebook, huh?
Does everyone have a Facebook page? I don't have a Facebook page.
I don't either.
Everyone has Facebook.
Why? What is the upside of having... I'm serious about this. I've been doing the internet since it started. I don't get this whole social community thing where you need to tell everybody what you're doing every minute of the day.
It's not about telling what you're doing all seconds of the day, but it's a great way to keep in touch with people that you haven't
seen.
Whatever
happened with calling them up on the phone?
Says the guy who hates talking on the phone.
No, but
that's
seriously,
not the, now we text people and we Facebook people. It's changed.
But
people don't talk on the phone anymore.
So it's just changed. It's all over the internet? Isn't that even less personal?
It's much less personal, but
right.
It's easier for people.
And it's fake. Because if you call somebody, you're keeping in touch. That's a friend. That's a relationship.
Right.
All these people that, I have 6 billion friends on this or whatever, it's fake. It's just people trying to massage their egos. Oh, I'm so popular. Everybody loves me. That's all it is. And it's perverts like Fred and strippers looking for girls like your sister.
Well, it originally started, somebody from Harvard.
I know how it
started. And it was only Boston area schools. There were about 4 schools that started. So it was really only a way for college kids to meet other college kids, and then it expanded to everybody.
Yeah, I just don't – I think it's a fad, and I think it's going to fizzle out. I think people are – it's kind of cool to maintain this page for a while. It's like a hobby. But after a while, it's like
– it's a waste.
Yeah, it's a waste of time.
You have one?
Of course he does.
I do. I don't spend a lot of time on it. I don't update, like, my status and stuff.
What does that mean?
What's the sense of it then?
Because people like to get attention.
Exactly. Thank you.
That is what it's for.
So go run outside with your hair on fire with no clothes on. That'll get you some attention.
Because that's why all the girls put like provocative photos on. But then when you become somebody, now you're embarrassed and you get in trouble because you have all this stupid stuff on the internet.
This stuff doesn't go away.
Right. Wasn't Lawrence Maroney the one who got drafted and they had to take it down the next day because he had a lot of shady stuff on one of his pages?
But the thing is, there's a thing called timemachine.com. You can see web pages from like 10 years ago. It caches all these pages, and it doesn't save the whole website, but it'll save the main elements of it, and you're screwed. Once you're published on the web, you can delete to your heart's content. It ain't going away. Somebody will find it.
Any picture that you post on Facebook is then owned by Facebook, so even if you take it down, Facebook still has ownership of it.
So people need to realize that. You know, and you can make MySpace. You can make it as private as you want. It's not private. So
that's why I don't put anything online.
Yeah,
except this show,
including stories. Apparently,
what are you talking about?
Let's see.
I did a nice long ass PFW yesterday.
You did. You're supposed to break it up into 2 pages, though.
I thought we weren't doing that anymore.
No, we to 2 pages. When it's that long, it should be 2 pages.
You didn't tell me that.
I've always said that.
I would have been extra late yesterday.
You know, because now we could have had twice the impressions.
Next week I'll do it.
That's how it works, Twogender. What are you laughing about? We're in business here. This is a business. This isn't romper room.
Plus, you're in hot water, so you're looking for impressions. Huh?
Jessica Two-Gender. Mm. Did she have a trouble with that name growing up? No? They didn't make fun of her?
No, because from here it looks like she has one gender. She's not questionable like her brother. Oh, she's just hot. Now,
I'm telling you, you missed a golden opportunity. You could have grown up a lot faster than you did if you had taken care of that.
Instead, what were you doing? I'm too young.
And all these girls, they would come and they would, you know, bring you in and treat you like a little boy. And meanwhile, you're, you know, getting your jollies. I'm telling you. You didn't
I was like a short, chubby kid. I wasn't very appealing when I was younger.
Really? You're very thin now.
Because I grew up.
But still.
You just didn't like girls back then, did you? Too young. I don't get it. Like 13, that's when you're.
Are you kidding? My kid was going out with girls when he was six.
Right. Well, he might be a different case, but.
A little bit advanced for his age.
Okay.
TGNJ writes in some ways, the Oakland offense is just what the Patriots defense needs right now. My only concern is the Oakland defense against the Patriots offense. What do you think? Yeah. Will Lamont Jordan and Randy Moss be extra motivated? Will Matt Cassel be motivated? I'm making the assumption he is playing. Just terrible about his father. The kid finally gets to where he wanted to be, and the blank hits the fan. So,
yeah. No, I'm assuming he's going to play, too, until I hear that he's not. I think it's a tough situation because if you look at it, I don't think a lot of people would want to not play. But it's like you don't have a choice. It's like you're letting the world down in the position he's in. He's not, you know, some backup defensive. He's the quarterback and the backup. Like, at the most crucial time of the season, it's almost like there is no decision to be made for him, personally. He has to play because, you know, you just, it's his whole career, the whole season, everything is riding on these next few games.
I know.
Which I think is unfair.
Well,
to lose a parent and not really have the option of grieving the way you might want to grieve.
Yeah, but you know what? Sometimes your work, and in this case it would be his team, it gives you the place where you can just go.
No
and
question.
It's helpful.
I think for like 95% of the people, I think that's true. But even the 5% who it's not true, I think they have to play. They have to do what they probably don't really want to do because of the situation.
Yep. Steven from Oregon's on the line. Steven, how you doing?
Hey, guys. How you doing today?
Great.
What's up, Steven?
Good. Good, Fred. Glad to hear you're still working today, Fred. You didn't get fired overnight.
Not yet. No.
Not yet. Any good pictures come your way?
We did. We got quite a few, actually. Thank you.
Oh, that's very nice. Good. Well, we need to keep you on because, an all-Paul show or an all-Eric show would just probably kill us. So.
How are the kids?
Hey, you know what? They're good. The girl got really sick on Sunday, so we ended up having to sell my tickets, and I couldn't go.
Oh, that sucks.
Hey, but, you know, I made 50 extra bucks off of it, so, you know.
That's true. So there's a silver lining there.
Yeah, I was wondering about Matt Cassel and what you think was going to happen, but I guess Andy just answered it just as I called, apparently.
Yeah, no, I think he's going to play. And I don't think he really, you know, he has a choice, I guess, but to me it's an almost impossible decision to make. There isn't a lot of leeway there.
Yeah, isn't it like, I don't know. It seems like he really needs to play, and it seems like, you know, I don't know, if my dad died, I'd probably stop the world and, you know, forget everything else, and my job wouldn't matter, anything else wouldn't matter.
Right.
But it's just a different position when you're in where you're at, and it's unfortunate. So.
Right, and especially for him, as I said, you know, it's the crunch time on the season. In his first opportunity in 8 years to play, he's building a career for himself, a potential through free agency and all that. It's all coming together, and now this hits, and it's like, there's never a good time to lose your father, but this is terrible time.
Yeah, I mean, especially, I mean, he's playing for his family now and his family's future.
Right.
I mean, to get a good contract in the NFL. So, you know, unfortunately, I don't see a way around it for him. So, you know, all my blessings to poor Matt there and his family. So.
And like they said, I'm sure his dad would want him to play.
Mm-hmm. Any more news on Bruschi? Is he going to the IR, or does anybody know yet?
Nobody knows yet.
We've not heard anything official. There was the report yesterday that he was going to go on IR. We haven't heard anything to confirm that. But it's certainly not a good sign that he flew back here.
But it also said that it wasn't that serious. It's just that it was going to take three or 4 weeks, and you know, that would be the season anyway.
Yeah.
Hey, Fred, I've been checking my Patriots.mobi every day to make sure I'm catching all the news, just so you know, Fred. So
thanks for the plug. Patriots.mobi is
presented by Raytheon.
Well, not quite, but it's the mobile website of Patriots.com. So thanks for the plug, Steven.
Hey, you guys. Take care, you guys. Thanks for the great show.
All right,
okay,
thanks, Steven.
Steven and his seven kids. I want next week, Stephen's going to call in and he's going to give us a Christmas update of what type of presents are hot, because I'm sure he has to, you know, stay in touch with all of that.
And he has to stay in touch with it from, what is it, 7 months through 20 years old. So he knows pretty much every level of cool toy.
Right. Just a reminder.
Patriot's Place is still
Qdoba
out in the parking lot.
Qdoba question of the week tomorrow will be at 12:17. That's 12:17.
That's so early.
Yeah, we're going to get it done early. People that are listening right now or on the podcast tonight, 12:17 is when you want to call in to get the 20-person burrito and taco buffet. It is quite extraordinary, perfect for tailgating. You pick it up at any participating Massachusetts Qdoba restaurant.
Perfect for a holiday party, too.
Absolutely.
You're having people over the house Christmas Eve, the weekend before.
Yep.
Or New Year's Day, the bowl season coming up. Well, yep. A lot of opportunities to use
Speaking
the Qdoba
buffet. Speaking of bowls, Artie Knowles is on the phone. Artie, how you doing?
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Good. What's up?
Oh, nothing much. Just calling in. I don't have the ability to type in a long report and tell you how awesome it was to see the game the other night.
So. Now, Artie, just so people that are catching up here, you were the lucky winner of two tickets to the first NFL 3D football game, which you came down here to see at Patriot Place.
That's correct, right. And as a matter of fact, it was my first time actually coming down to Patriot Place in general.
Oh, wow. Presented by Raytheon.
Well, of course. It was awesome. It was fantastic. The show itself was amazing. I wasn't prepared for it. I was prepared for cardboard glasses with, you know, two different colored eyes and stuff. And in fact, I got some like ZZ Top type glasses and put them on, and it was dazzling. I mean, literally things happening, you know, cheerleaders pom-pom shaking in your face.
Nice.
People were ducking. I mean, it was amazing. It wasn't like the foolishness that, you know, I don't know, Parasite or whatever it was that was a 3D adventure that from back in the day.
Right.
Fred would remember, obviously not Andy.
No.
Anyway, it was fantastic.
Now, was there any – I have a weak stomach. Was there any, like, weird feeling?
I personally get motion sickness on swings.
Okay.
And it didn't bother me at all.
Oh, good.
There were a couple of times, you know, it's new media, so it was – catching you off guard as far as, like, sometimes there was a bald man standing too close to it. Like, you know, But basically, I mean, it was awe-inspiring. Nice. I mean, literally, it looked like one of those little viewfinder things that you had as a kid.
Yeah, yeah.
You really saw the depth. It was overwhelming. It was really awesome.
Now, did they do a good job of, like, keeping up with the game? Because it was a whole separate set of cameras and angles. Did it feel like a normal broadcast in terms of being able to follow the game and replays and all that?
For the most part, it was it was like a normal broadcast. There was actually a couple of – well, first of all, I don't like the NFL broadcasters. I think those guys are – the guys on NFL Network kind of suck.
Right.
But as a general rule, there was actually a short time when they went without any broadcasting at all. And they went to live to one of the refs with a mic. So, I mean, you heard him actually talking to the players on the field, which was insightful, actually.
Cool.
Kind of cool.
Yeah.
The show, all in all, I think it's going to catch on. I mean, obviously we're not going to get it in our homes anytime soon, but it was awesome. I mean, it's certainly a great experience. They had glitches. You know, it took a while to get it going. And every once in a while we got stuck watching some idiot.
Yeah,
on the screen, but you know.
Well, I'll tell you, if the theaters do it upright, you know, with food and drink and everything, you know, paying $20 to go see that might be more, you know, attractive than paying $50 or $100 right. to go see it in a stadium.
Yeah, I'd be honest with you, I would much rather do it that way than go to the stadium.
Yeah,
probably because I've only gone to see games where friends are like, hey, you know, we don't want to go to this game because it's going to be raining and snowing, so. Yeah. No, it was fantastic, and I really appreciate the opportunity to go, guys.
Well, you're welcome, and I'm glad you enjoyed it. Now you're making me want to see it. Now I have to see
it. So did you get to see any of Patriot Place as well?
I did not because, unfortunately, we had the two-hour drive, and, because I didn't stay within the limits of how close you wanted us. But I didn't get a chance. But I did decide that I'll definitely be coming back and doing that as soon as I'm able to walk again. So.
Why? What happened?
I'm not able to walk. I'm on crutches because I hurt myself playing semi-pro football.
Oh, nice.
Like an idiot, pretending I'm too young.
Semi-pro.
So is that career over now?
You bet. When you have one of those hot wives that you don't deserve that says, look, you're all done doing that.
Did you play in the EFL?
NEFL.
NEFL.
Yep.
That's not with the one with the marble shamrocks, is it?
No, that's the EFL.
That's the EFL. Okay.
Or IFL, I'm not sure. No, we were undefeated all season. We lost the Monadnock Marauders. We were undefeated for the whole season and then ended up losing in the, the AFC Championship just before going to the Super Bowl.
Oh. Now, I have a question for you. You have a job.
Shoot, yeah.
Does your health insurance cover that?
It does.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, to be honest, I wish I had taken Aflac to supplement it. I ended up dislocating the ankle, tearing all the tendons, and breaking the bone as well.
So oh, man, God.
I haven't been able to walk since early September.
Oh, wow.
That's why I would not play semi-pro football.
It was awesome, though. I mean, I would play again in a heartbeat if it wasn't for, I'm almost 40, so,
And the hot wife telling you not to.
That kind of has a lot to do with it.
Yeah, so good call.
All right, Artie. Well, thanks for the update, and thanks for taking advantage of the tickets. And I'm glad that you enjoyed it.
Great, thank you very much, guys. Take care.
Artie from New Hampshire. Too. So there you go, firsthand account.
I want to see it now.
Yeah,
I'm very intrigued. Can you find out when they're going to have another one here?
I'll try to.
Because as I said, I know I read that Fox is doing the BCS national title game in whatever that technology is in that company. So
if I
want to go to whatever the next one is.
Strippers has found a second picture of Jessica Tugender.
Full frame?
It's on MySpace, and we can't get that. It's being blocked.
Son of a...
So.
Strippers, save that. Do something and send it to
us. Plus, you already posted on pfwinprogress.com.
It's already been posted?
He posted your sister there? Nice.
Wow.
Now, is she going to... Are you going to tell her all this?
Does she listen? No.
You're not going to tell her? Why?
He's like, no.
Strippers, can you send her something via one of those community sites that you're
all
part
of? Well, you know what we should do? We should go to her Facebook page and say, PFW Progress wants to be your friend.
And there is a PFW Progress. Right? PFW Progress, can you do that?
Yeah, we want to be Jessica Tugender's friend.
Yeah.
And isn't there a way skirt? To... Oh, no. What?
Isn't there something else you can do? What is it? Diddle her or something?
What?
Diddle her?
Oh, now, come on.
You can poke her.
Poke her.
Poke her?
See, I wasn't being
you
graphic
can poke
there.
People.
That's you can poke people.
On Facebook?
Is it Facebook or the other one?
Yeah, see, it's just too much.
Poker?
I mean, really, I don't want people doing this to me.
No
I don't want
poking
I don't
you.
Want
don't
people
worry.
Knowing all about me. I don't want people poking me. I don't want people asking me to be their friend. I don't want that.
So don't do it. It's okay. But all these people enjoy it, and it allows us to have a little fun with two gender sisters.
I think it's a fad. I really.
I'm gonna poker. What is it? Liquor in the front, poker in the rear.
Oh, see now.
But it's a bar.
I get it.
So you're not going to tell her? Why wouldn't you tell her this? It's kind of funny. It's flattering. We're saying she's hot.
Maybe we'll get another fan.
She's clearly the cool.
Wait, does she know that you produce the show? And she still doesn't listen. Her little brother. Does she like you? Yeah. Does she treat you like a little brother? No? She treats you like a man?
Like a little sister?
I'm a man!
But he's not really. Go shopping with her. Check out bags together. You know
she
what I mean by bags.
She buys you SpongeBob briefs that she expects you to wear. Did she used to give you baths? Just answer that.
Is that when you got
when
to
you
look at
little.
Her cans?
Did she give you baths? Because that would be great.
When did you realize she had large cans?
He's not answering.
He's ignoring us now. He's pulled a Gary and pushed the mic away.
Next topic.
He's very embarrassed. I think we're...
But you notice when he gets
embarrassed...
I think
we're bringing up some memories now.
Yes.
I think, yeah.
Were you checking your sister out at an early age?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. He's...
Stripper sent a new picture.
Another one.
Can I see this one?
All right. Anyway, we'll keep going here.
Apparently, everyone who wants to see her, she is now on pfwprogress.com. Check over. Go check her out and buy a T-shirt.
I was just going to say, while you're there, let's get some T-shirts for the holidays. All right, we'll take a quick break. We'll be right back.
What do I love at Qdoba Mexican Grill?
I love this Qdoba Catering.
If you've got a group of folks to feed, Qdoba Catering is totally the way to go.
You've got the hot taco bar.
The hot nacho bar.
The hot naked burrito bar.
Did I mention that they're hot?
I make the phone call, and they take care of everything.
People come and they
just help themselves.
They come with everything you'd need to feed a group of hungry people.
Marinated grilled chicken and beef.
Three kinds of salsa.
Fresh lettuce.
Guacamole.
Cookies and
brownies.
Homemade tortilla chips.
Everything.
Oh, we get Qdoba Catering for all kinds of different occasions.
Tailgate parties.
Soccer games.
Birthday parties.
Baby shower. For my son's graduation party. It's perfect for office meetings.
You open the door to the conference room, you get the smell of Qdoba.
Hot bars are totally unique.
It's incredible. People love it. It's fresh.
Affordable.
That's the easy way to plan a party.
That's what I love about Qdoba Mexican Grill.
That's what I love about Qdoba Catering.
Have a group to feed? Order a hot taco, nacho, or naked burrito bar from Qdoba Catering and give them food they'll never forget. What are you going to love at Qdoba?
Big games mean big parties. Feed 20 or more of your friends with a Qdoba hot taco, nacho, or naked burrito bar from Qdoba Catering. It's fast, fresh, and budget-friendly. Now with 16 Massachusetts locations, opening September at Patriot Place in Kenmore Square. Full menu available at Qdoba.com. Patriot Place in Foxborough is the ultimate shopping, dining, and entertainment destination in New England. What's your Patriot Place experience?
We took the kids to a movie at Showcase Cinema Deluxe and finally went to Red Robin. The burgers were amazing. It was so much fun. Everyone loved it.
We had girls' night out at Patriot Place last weekend. A little shopping, dinner at Davio's. It's just like the one in Boston. And we had drinks at the cutest little wine bar called Tastings.
Experience Patriot Place. A once-in-a-lifetime experience every day.
Honestly? I'm here about once a week. I always find great deals at Christmas Tree Shop and Old Navy, and the shoes at Off-Broadway are unbelievable.
Patriot Place is located next to Gillette Stadium in Foxborough with convenient and free parking.
Bass Pro Shop and Eastern Mountain Sports have everything I need for my camping and hiking trips, and we love CBS Scene Restaurant. They've got about a million TVs, and their outdoor deck looks right into Gillette Stadium. It's so cool.
Log on to patriot-place.com for more information. Patriot Place. Everyone wins. We know you have a busy day ahead of you, and mornings are always tough to get through. So stop by your local Dunkin' Donuts today and grab a freshly ground, freshly brewed Dunkin' Donuts coffee. It's the perfect thing to get you going in the morning. Dunkin' Donuts coffee is made with real Arabica beans, which give it that rich flavor everybody loves. And while you're there, try the new egg white flatbread sandwich from the new DD Smart Menu. Choose from two delicious varieties, turkey sausage or veggie. Both served on multi-grain bread. With under 300 calories, you can now make a smarter choice for breakfast. So, stop into your local Dunkin' Donuts today and try one with a medium hot coffee for only $3.99. Price and participation may vary, plus applicable taxes. Limited time offer.
And now, great moments in PFW in progress history.
We don't have any catchy jingles. We should probably get some jingles for the show. You know, Patriots, PFW in progress.
That's another great moment from PFW in progress.
If you think I'm going to stop mentioning your sister, that's not going to do it. You know, strippers reminds me of another site that drives me crazy. Twitter. Have you heard of Twitter?
No.
This is their description of what they do. Twitter is a service for friends, family, and coworkers to communicate and stay connected through the exchange of quick, frequent answers to one simple question, what are you doing? Who cares? As Stripper says, it's pathetic.
And people actually use that thing?
Yeah.
It makes money and it's a site.
I don't know if it makes money, but it's a site.
Yeah, that's ridiculous.
You know? It's like, I don't need to tell people what I'm doing all the time. On the phone right now is Matt from Connecticut. Matt, how you doing?
Very busy. It's finals week here at Siena.
So what are you doing calling the show?
I'm sure you'll fail them all, you idiot.
Oh,
I'm a genius. I get great grades, straight A's all the time.
Well, at a layup of a school like Siena, that's not surprising.
Siena's a very up-and-coming school.
Up-and-coming, yeah. Ellis Hobbs, an up-and-coming corner.
See, I wasn't going to even pick on you today.
you called the wrong place.
Okay. But just so you guys know, you've been mentioning PFWinprogress.com. In the next couple of weeks, we're going to be doing the PFW in Progress End of Year Awards. So,
oh, nice. And
to like check that out, we'll be voting on them. Then we're probably going to, during the off season, send you guys an email with all the awards and winners.
Nice.
Good.
Okay. What are the categories?
Well, like, we don't have the categories banged down yet, but like, for example, one category might be like, worst argument made by a PFW member.
And, yeah, let me guess, Paul would be involved.
No, I think Andy has like 10
Oh.
10 nominations already.
You win some, you lose some. You got to lay it on the line. Got to have opinions.
Like your the Patriot offense overrated comment, I think, might win.
There you go.
Wow. Not surprised you can't listen like the rest of these idiots and actually hear what I was saying.
Well, I've been doing some research, and you actually have a lot. Like Joe Flacco won't be like even starting this year. I think he's set on the draft.
Well, I still say, and Paul will back me up on this one. We had bad tape. We watched
Mendenhall is ridiculous.
We watched a ton of tape. That's not fair. We watched a ton of tape on Flacco, and I don't know if he was hurt at the time, but he looked like he couldn't get out of his own way in the pocket. And now all of a sudden, I see him running for touchdowns, catching touchdowns. He's an athlete. So I plead ignorance on that. That wasn't my fault.
It sounds like an excuse to me.
It is.
Me too.
That's all I got to say.
All right. Get back to studying.
Well, maybe, Matt, we can turn this into like a black tie affair someday. You know, the annual PFW in Progress Awards.
I like it.
Maybe we could. Well, the guys thought it might be a possibility that we give out awards to players, but some people thought that might not be a good idea.
Yeah.
Like big douchebags to certain
Believe players. It or not, PFW used to give awards to players at the annual kickoff, and that was ended.
They asked us not to anymore.
Right.
A nice little player.
He would win the nice little player award.
That might win best show. That show.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, that's true. That will be best show. All right, Matt, we'll see you.
All right, talk to you guys later.
Matt from Connecticut checking in.
Finals week. Pansy.
Let's see. Yeah.
We should talk about Paul now while he's not here.
Why?
Just the fact that I called Wes Welker a nice little player, but I can admit that he's more than a nice little player on this offense. He is a key part of this offense. Yesterday we talked about it on the TV show, whether Welker was how important he was to the offense, and you and I are making points, and Paul just sits there with his hands folded. Because he's not willing to say that he thinks he's an interchangeable part. He thinks Jabbar Gaffney, if he started for Welker, would have 12 catches for 134 yards.
And he's so righteous. You know, you can just tell he's holding his tongue.
Right.
You know.
He's got to make a point of just sitting there in silence.
He's got to tell Peanuts he's drunk a lot. That's why he's so angry.
You got to be able to say you were wrong. And he can't say he was wrong.
He still thinks that he's just pocket change.
2 years, 220 catches later and a couple thousand yards, he just thinks he's just a guy.
Yeah, anybody can do it.
Just a guy.
Any slot guy can do it.
And I fall victim to the same things he does. I love athletes that are big, tall, strong, fast.
Prototypical.
Bo Jackson was my first favorite athlete. Everybody has to be compared to him.
Right.
Wes Welker will never be compared to anybody like that. But when I watch him every freaking week and he's got 7, 8 catches, leads the team,
right.
You got to say, he's doing a pretty good job. He's a good player. He's
Absolutely important.
That's
the one thing that Saban did that I like is before, as he was leaving Miami, he called Belichick. He said, you got to get this guy. And it sounded and it looked like the Patriots had overpaid for him at the time, but they sure didn't.
I agree.
They've got more than their money's worth with him.
And he's consistent.
Yeah.
He has these games. When Moss has a big game, he produces too. When Moss doesn't, Welker produces too. When it's early in the year, Welker produces. Late in the year, I mean, you can't say those things for Randy Moss as often.
Welker's your favorite player.
Paul's not buying it.
No.
He's
going to pull an Andy.
He's
and
Jody
in
Reed.
4 or 5 years, when he has a down year, he'll say, I told you he sucked.
He's Jody Reed.
If you guys want to get a treat, you should go to the horse track and watch Wes Welker jockey.
That definitely has to win show of the year. I mean, we had the two stars of this offense back when they were – well, Welker was already established. But.
And it's you know that they must do this to each other
right.
all the time. They just get on each other's case. We got to get them back on.
I don't think it'll happen.
No?
First of all, Welker has started to feel good about himself. And
we'll just – I'll see what I can do.
Castle, we can
Because I'll bet you they're here on Tuesdays even though it's their day off.
I bet Castle is.
Yeah.
And I bet you he'd come on.
Yeah.
He's a good guy.
So maybe we can do that.
I'm really going to be rooting for him next year when he's in, say, Detroit.
Yeah, yeah.
I am. He's going to be one of those guys. I'm going to check the box score every week.
Sure.
See how many yards
he
has,
well.
What he's doing.
Unless he says bad things about the team on the way out.
Do you think he would?
He will not.
He will not.
He will not.
He will be
he's
grateful
not one of those
for
guys.
The opportunity,
That's
everything.
Right. That's
they
right.
gave me a chance when I wasn't
he's a
even,
class
blah,
guy.
Blah, everything.
Class guy.
Yes, he is. I'm rooting for him.
I'm like Laurie Malloy. Sean from Edmonton.
Who you see in the tunnel go, hey, lawyer.
That's still, that's how I can see
you're
hello.
A fraud. Yeah, you didn't need to say hello to him like a.
I agree with what you said.
Autograph.
This is Sean from Edmonton. I agree with what you said a while back about not even thinking about trading Brady unless someone offers a Herschel Walker type deal. However, I don't think there is any question about the fact that the Pats need to franchise Castle after this season so that they can get something for him. Even after the Steelers game, I have to think that he has shown enough this season to warrant a similar deal to what the Falcons got for Matt Schaub. I really think the team is at a crossroads right now. A good draft and a couple of smart free agent signings could have them back on top of the world as long as Brady is okay. Otherwise, I think even with a healthy Brady, they'll have trouble competing for a championship. This team is not strong enough to let a commodity like Castle walk for nothing. There are too many holes that need to be filled. I know franchising Castle might be a bit risky, but I think it's a risk that needs to be taken.
I agree.
You do?
Yes.
Okay.
I know that there's some hurdles and you got to kind of work things out well and plan it out, but I think you need to do it. And you might not get a boatload for him. You might not get a first-round pick or whatever, but get what you can get.
If I can get a couple seconds or a first, I'll take it.
Anything. Yeah. A third. Anything. So you just don't let him go.
If there's a way to figure it out, they'll figure it out.
And there is. Yeah. There is. I don't buy these people that tell me it's too much money, it's too much risk. I don't buy it. Yeah. I think you can do it. I think you can create the cap space for a short period of time. You work out the trade, and then you use that cap space for your other needs on the free agent market. You just can't let them walk for nothing. And it's not the same as Samuel. Because Samuel, you gave up the right to franchise him again. You didn't by bargaining, by getting him to play for you for a season and being a productive player for you for a season. So that was sort of a negotiated back and forth. Right. This would just be flat out losing him.
But Samuel, you know, had some hard feelings because they didn't extend his contract. But do you think that there could be hard feelings with Castle because by franchising him, a team that now signs him isn't willing to pay as much because they also have to give up draft picks as one who would sign him as a pure free agent?
I don't think so.
No?
I don't think the money's the bottom line for him.
Okay.
I think the playing, getting into a situation where it's going to be his show and he can play.
All right.
Plus, maybe there'll be a little bit of ill will, but he's not going to play for you anymore. So what do you care if he holds a little bit of a grudge? You got to think like a business, and right now he's a commodity. You can't just let it.
I don't think the Patriots should be worried about it, but you know, you worry about Matt Castle too, because like you said, you want to follow his
career
afterwards. You know,
but he'll be okay. There'll be enough. I think there'll be enough teams interested, so he can find a home and get some money, and the Patriots can get a draft pick, and it all come together.
Strippers wants to know who's your pick for the Heisman. Seeing as I only know one guy, Tim Tebow.
Tim Tebow's in the running. I mean, whenever you watch him, he's impressive. He's a weird player. I don't love him. Not as much about the religion. He rubs me the wrong way.
Somebody said, I forget who it was, that he might be the one of the greatest college football players ever.
Yeah, that was during the game last week. That was whoever the old play-by-play guy is.
Yeah.
Whoever was doing it, I don't know. But, yeah, I agree with that. I think there's a huge transition to watch as to what he's going to be in the pros.
Right.
Quarterback, running back, if you have to have a special system for him, can he develop into a drop back passer? I don't know. It's a great question. It's all the quarterbacks. McCoy, Harrell, his boy Bradford, I'm sure that's who he wants. But Tebow, he's a unique player. And I wouldn't feel terrible if he won it for the second year in a row. A couple years ago, I was big time against Jason White. Is that his name? Jason White, the guy from Oklahoma. Because I didn't think he was worthy of being the only two-time Heisman winner since Archie Griffin. And I think Tebow is, because I think he is an all-time great college player.
Yeah. Brian from Baltimore, hey, man of PFW and Eric of Gay. What do you guys think about Lee Suggs, Ray Lewis, or Bart Scott? I'm pretty sure those guys are all free agents after this year. Do you think the Patriots make a play at any one of those guys? If you ask me, having Ray Lewis and Mayo in the middle with Vrabel and Adalis on the outside in the Pats 4-4 scheme next year would be pretty ridiculous. What do you think?
It would be ridiculous. I don't foresee them going big free agent at linebacker.
No?
No.
Okay.
They got young guys to develop. Maybe they'll draft another one. You know, that's interesting, though. The Vrabel one is the interesting one because he's had a terrible year. He's dealt with shoulder issues, hasn't produced. Everybody says, how come they don't have any sacks? Well, the guy that had 12 and a half last year has three now, so that's a big chunk of your sack total right there.
Yep.
And he kind of floated that out there. If I'm on this team next year, I'll have to go to London, which my ears kind of perked up at. And
absolutely.
It's almost like he's thinking, maybe this is it. And I'm sure there's some frustration of the season in there, and, you know, you reevaluate it a month after it ends, and maybe you feel differently. But there's no guarantee he's going to be good again.
Yep.
I mean, he's getting up there in years, so it'd be interesting.
Another question, what do you think about the Arena League going under? Will that have any kind of effect on the development of young players or other breakthrough NFL players for the future like Kurt Warner?
Well, you're losing all your opportunities. I know they're not a million guys that come from
yeah,
them?
Yeah, but the UFL's starting up.
Is it?
Yeah.
Are you sure?
I think so.
I thought that was the one that was put on hold because some of their financing fell through.
Oh, I don't know. I thought that the UFL was still slated to start up. The AFL isn't folding. It's just not going to have a season in 09, which, you know, whatever however you want to say it. I mean, they're not like closing a store. They're just suspending operations.
A lot of people that suspend operations,
right, they never
cease
come back.
Them.
They never come back.
But you are losing opportunity because every once in a while, guys develop from
sure.
the Arena League or NFL Europe is now gone. There's less opportunities for those guys. They're all going to be playing in the IFL with Artie and playing semi-pro football now. Speaking of Artie.
Yeah.
His wife's not bad looking.
Artie's wife? We got pictures of Artie's wife?
In a Halloween-type getup, I assume. I hope she doesn't dress like that all the time.
Let's see how hot.
She kind of reminds me from the girl from Dumb and Dumber.
Oh.
Oh,
she also looks like Mika Brzezinski. You know Mika Brzezinski?
I just almost dropped another F-bomb because I was going to say, who the... is
from MSNBC? Joe Coffee in the Morning? Joe in the Morning?
No. Isn't it Morning Joe?
Morning Joe.
Yeah.
See, you know.
I think I saw it at the gym once and thought...
Yeah, yes, Mika Brzezinski. Who's cute. Yeah.
I like her. I like your wife, Artie.
Also, Brian says, hey, Paul, have you ever seen The Dog Whisperer on the National Geographic Channel? I suggest you give that show a watch. Most people are afraid of dogs because they don't understand them.
Is that the guy from Mexico?
No, this is Brian.
No. The Dog Whisperer, is
well,
that...
he's Latino, but he lives in California.
No, I know, but he came from Mexico. He used to be on a farm. He learned all his skills on a farm, I believe.
Oh, is that right? I've watched the show. It's fascinating.
I hate it.
Well,
He ruins it. He takes your dog and
well,
makes
that's
it
what I say.
Subservient
yeah.
and no fun
I mean,
and can't
have,
do anything.
I have a dog to be as a pet.
Right.
To have fun with. And he's like...
And part of the fun is, okay, every once in a while they ate your shoe or whatever.
He kind of takes the fun out of it.
Totally takes the fun out of it.
Yeah.
If you want that, then you shouldn't have a dog.
I mean, everything he says makes sense. They are animals. They're pack animals.
Right, and that's all fine. But
yeah.
I want a pet.
Right.
I want the dog to curl up with me.
Right. Right.
And he doesn't allow any of that. No fun.
Right.
Paul would probably like that. No fun.
Yeah, but then the dog would bite Paul in the face.
Right.
Paul telling you what to do all day, you know?
God.
I'd bite Paul in the face, too. TG and NJ, how much of a factor is the losses to the Jets and Indy now? Their close game losses really come into play later in the season. I still don't think that the Pats will get into the playoffs, but I expect them to be above 500. What do you think? Well, yeah. They only need one more game out of three to be above 500.
Right. And they get to play the Raiders,
that's
the
no
falling
big deal.
Bills.
Yeah.
I am starting to work on the preview for that Arizona game. If it's a nice day, it's scary, the numbers they've put up this year.
Well, I think that, you know, it being a 1 o'clock game, you know, there was a chance it was going to move to 4. I think the earlier in the day advantage Patriots because that's like 10 o'clock for those guys for Arizona.
But isn't earlier in the day chance of being nicer, too?
It is.
Wouldn't
no, I'm just talking about time change and body.
See, I think that's irrelevant.
Yeah.
I think the biggest thing is they're going to be wind and cold. If it's windy and cold, I think Warner's a wuss, and I think the Patriots win. But if it's one of those nice like today it was like 60 degrees it felt like outside. If
very windy, though.
Right. But if it's warm and not windy like it is today, they're in trouble.
Yeah.
They have 2,000-yard receivers.
Well,
they have
the chances of it being warm, as warm today is, you know.
You never know, though.
Low.
You're rolling the dice if you're just if you're planting your hopes on the weather.
I'm not. You are.
You just think they're going to shut down this high-powered offense that has two great receivers.
They'll have answers.
What are they?
I don't know. TG and NJ says also, Greg, great, Fred's trying not to get fired, and he's talking about incest.
That's true.
I
hopefully
didn't say
Mr.
incest. You know, I'm not talking about him having incest.
No. And we actually weren't really even talking about his sister. We were talking about him observing his sister and her friends when she brings over hot friends, because generally hot sisters have hot friends.
Let's see.
But hopefully Mr. Kraft.
Yeah, James in New England has confirmed that he's added Jessica to the PFW and made sure to let her know that it was the show her little brother works for, and it was fun hearing about her bath times with Dan and her big cans.
what
your mic isn't working.
I don't think he's talking to us.
Oh,
what's he doing in there?
I don't know. I don't know what he's doing.
What are you doing? He has no idea.
I'm talking to Rook.
Oh.
Kamani says that Tim Tebow will suck in the pros. He has a big windup that will get him decapitated.
Well, I don't know what he's going to be in the pros.
Could be a tight end.
He could be. He's huge.
He could be a single wing guy.
He could be a single wing guy. They could try to develop into a quarterback. Some team could decide we're going to go single wing 50% of the time and draft him and use him that way. I have no idea what he's going to be, but The kid can play college football, I'll tell you that much.
Let's see. Todd Porter writes in, I agree with you about Facebook, desperate cries for attention. What do you think about instant messaging services? Paul is a fraud. Welker is great, and Paul can't admit it. He loses a lot of credibility when he compares him to Dane Looker.
I agree.
A Wonderful Life is a terrible cornball movie. A Christmas Story is the only holiday movie for me. Over the years, I got to be quite a connoisseur of soap. Though my personal preference was for Lux, I found that Palmolive had a nice piquant after-dinner flavor, heavy but with a touch of mellow smoothness. Lifebuoy, on the other hand, yuck. Fred probably had soap in his mouth most of the time as a kid. Andy's too young. His parents probably sat him down and gave him a good talking to.
Yeah, I don't think I ever had my mouth washed out with soap.
I was smart enough never to swear in front of my parents.
Well, I would say the same.
I said the F word one time in front of my mother. I was already in college, and I was like, yeah.
I'm not even sure I, to this day, have said the F word in front of my mother.
Yeah, I never swore in front of my parents.
Right.
Never.
Because it's not appropriate.
Never.
I don't care how old you get. They're still they're always still older than you.
Yeah.
It's not appropriate. But for the record, my wife agrees wholeheartedly with that email. She hates It's a Wonderful Life and loves that the Christmas Story that plays.
Oh, that's also a great movie.
Although I don't like, they already started playing it a lot. There was like a marathon on last week.
Everything's
like
a whole cult.
Oh my God, I shot my eye out.
People love that movie.
No, I know, but I like tradition. It was always on like from Christmas Eve at a certain time till Christmas Day. It's 24 hours straight. You watch it nonstop. Now everybody's moving everything up. It was just on a marathon the other day.
It's ridiculous.
Yeah, you can't. They're ruining the holidays by stretching them out too much. It's like the NFL. You put games on Thursday, Saturday, Tuesday. Oh, one other side thing, just to get back to the 3D.
Yeah.
Aren't you concerned that people will decide they'd rather go pay $20 to go to the theater than to go to a game?
I think there's enough for everybody there. I think there'll be still people that want to see it live.
See it live!
The people who should be upset about it or worried are the networks. Now, how are they going to work that? Because it's a different feed. Does it still have to be network? What about advertising? You know, because these are – now let's say it's $20 a ticket or more. That's money conceivably that goes right to the league and bypasses the networks. So there's a lot to be worked out there.
Yeah, doesn't that technically – don't you buy the broadcast rights? Isn't that a broadcast?
I think so. So I don't know.
So you can't do that. That doesn't sound legal.
But it's not being broadcast. It's closed circuit. It's in a movie theater. So it's not a broadcast.
I don't know about that. The guy said they were announcers. It sounded like it was broadcast to me.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know.
Better get some lawyers involved there.
Larry the Drunk says he wholeheartedly endorses a PFW trip to Ireland. I smell a drinking contest. And
I
a
lose.
Coronary episode for Fred. Also, his name was pronounced Dognall.
Maybe I just Donal. Drink to get drunk.
I don't know.
Dognall?
Doghnawl. Donal.
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 Donal. We sound like
That's what
y'all.
I said. let's see. A lot of stuff about Jessica.
So
we'll skip over that.
So from London to Ireland is how would we get there? Can we take a ferry, a boat, or something?
Yeah, there's probably a boat or something.
Is there a tunnel? Where does that tunnel go from?
That's Paris to England, I believe.
Paris to France.
France to England.
Okay, so we
tunnel.
Can't do that. There's no tunnel.
I don't know about that tunnel. That's a long way under a lot of water.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
but it's been working.
I guess so. Peter in Northampton says he recalls that Brett Favre's father died a couple years ago, and immediately thereafter, the Packers smashed the Raiders, and Favre had one of the best games of his life.
True. 100%.
Yeah.
But that doesn't mean everybody whose father dies, they're going to go out and have this great game. Everybody's different. My point is, I don't think you really have the leeway to mourn how you choose. There's a lot of internal and external pressures to play and sort of ignore the happenings of your everyday life.
Chris writes in, Matt Castle deserves to be paid more than Matt Schaub. Schaub got a huge contract with two career starts. Castle may lead a team to the playoffs, earning him a huge contract. P.S. Colt McCoy deserves the Heisman. He played a tougher schedule.
Yeah, I don't know all the details of that. I know all the quarterbacks have had good seasons, put up good numbers. Strippers, I'm sure, would make some solid points for his guy. I just think Tebow is pretty impressive anytime you watch him. And Fred, you like his girlfriend.
Right. Very.
He does.
Have you ever seen Tim Tebow's girlfriend or his alleged girlfriend? Go to Google and Google Tim Tebow's girlfriend.
Talk about cans.
Tell me what you think.
Is he really doing it right now?
He is. Yeah, exactly. He just had his head just exploded.
They're almost as big as your sisters.
Yeah, unbelievable. James Edwards says, I hope this has not been covered yet. I didn't get to hear much of yesterday's show, but I did hear you mention that we hope the Patriots don't become the first team with an 11-5 record not to make the playoffs. As soon as you stated this, I knew for a fact that there was another team that has already achieved this unwanted distinction. It was the 85 season, and the Broncos and the Patriots and the Jets had 11-5 records. The league used the tiebreaker procedure to determine the two wildcard teams. The Jets became the first wildcard based on better conference record, 9-3, than the Patriots, 8-4, and Denver, 8-4. Then, Patriots became the last wild card ahead of Denver based on better record against common opponents. In other words, the Patriots almost became the first team to do so back in 85. Let's hope this common opponent tiebreaker doesn't break against the Patriots this time.
Yeah, we knew that. We were just going by the current format. Since, what is it, 1990, they went to the six-team format with wild cards and everything.
Yeah. All right. John Rook, about the next show. That's the sign that Two Genders just showed.
Yes, about the next show.
John, you have Eric Scalavino calling in?
Allegedly.
Ask him why he didn't put an update on yesterday at Patriots.com.
Uh-oh. Is he in trouble?
Yes.
Well, I just want to know what the hell he's doing out there.
And why he's not blogging funny stories.
Yeah.
He's supposed to be blogging funny
stories,
too?
He's supposed to be blogging, too. Well, they don't have to be funny, but info. He's
supposed to be doing something. Yeah. Anything.
Okay.
Exactly.
Well, he was preparing for this show, naturally.
Well. Yeah. Well, we know he doesn't bring much in that area either, so.
Besides Eric, what do you got going on?
Well, we're going to check in with, I believe the gentleman's name is, I don't even know how do we pronounce his last name,
Dan? Wagaman.
Thank you. Wagaman. Wagaman from Silver and Black Illustrated.
Oh, okay. That's right. That's their
team. Is that our competitor?
Well, it's not our competitor because they don't reach Patriots fans.
No.
That's our equivalent.
That's your Oakland counterparts.
Right.
Are we better?
Can I put it that way?
Of course we're better.
Well, naturally. Yeah. Naturally. But anyway, he's going to share some insight as to what it's been like, I think, in Raider Nation, so to speak, and whether or not this is a team that's going to lay down and just, you know, go away this week, or whether or not the Patriots can expect some kind of a battle.
All right. Well, that's coming up on Playbook. John Rook live from his basement. As for us, we'll see you tomorrow at noon.